Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yep.
Time and says again, but it never seems to get old. I'm reloaded! Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? K1's your internet radio is full in effect. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, man. Welcome. Let's get this thing crack-a-lacking, you dig? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? That's the website. The number again is 347-934-0966. All right? That's the number if you want to call in and hit me up on the show. Had a great show last night for episode 111. Episode 112 should be just as good. All right? Talking to the man and the woman in the mirror. We'll get into that. All right? Had a surprise guest last night for episode 111. My homie V-Lo Down came through and showed love. You feel me? Came to the studio and sat in on the last part of the show. The last couple of minutes of the show and participated in the after party, which was really good. So if you haven't listened to episode 111, you know what I mean, you might want to go back and check that one. It was a good one. It was inspiring and inspiration. Trying to keep with that same tone, you feel me? So with episode 112, I decided to go ahead and keep it serious. You know what I'm saying? Keep it in effect with what I was talking about yesterday, which is not the same thing. It's not really the same thing, but, you know, similar. You know what I mean? Similar. You feel me? And I just want to make sure that I tell everybody that, you know, yesterday's episode was really meant to lift you up. Today's episode was meant to lift you up. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, episode 111, we talked about why you're here. What's your purpose in life? What's your purpose for being here on this rock that we call Earth? That was episode 111. And tonight with episode 112, the man or woman in the mirror, we're gonna do a little bit of self-examination, all right? We're gonna take a good look at ourselves in the mirror. I'm gonna take a good look at myself. You feel me? All the callers that call into the line, 347-934-0966. Everybody that calls in tonight, you know, we're gonna be asking you to take a good look at yourself in the mirror. If you're out there listening in www.land, by all means, please make sure you try and call in and participate in the show tonight. Last night, more people called in. Not as much as I thought, as I would like to call in. But yet and still, it was effective because while I didn't have a lot of people on the phone line, the downloads, you know, as far as how many people downloaded the show and listened to it after the fact, was really high, really high. So I guess people, you know, whether they're a little too embarrassed to talk about their purpose, to talk about why they feel like they're here in life or anything like that, they still wanted to listen to dialogue, listen to that motivational message. You know, a lot of people may feel like they're not where they're at in life, and so therefore they didn't call in and participate in the show. They didn't, you know, want to talk about it. You feel me? A lot of times what we're talking about tonight on the show, people really don't, you know, necessarily want to fess up to looking at themselves in the mirror, because, you know, doing a self-examination and a self-evaluation, you must in fact be honest with yourself first before you can be honest with other people. The name of my show is K100 Radio. Once again, welcome to the show, and I'm your host, Blizzum. By the way, just in case you didn't know that, in case this may happen to be your first time checking me out after 100 episodes, it's all good. You feel me? Because I'm getting new listeners all the time. And people subscribing to my podcast on iTunes and all that. And I'll tell you how to get to all that in a second. But The name of the show is Keep It 100, and I started it because, you know, the slogan is, you know, of course everybody knows I started it as a Facebook page, but I also started it as a way to just have frank, open, and honest dialogue with adults. Now, sometimes we do get crazy and zany, and I got sound effects and all kind of stuff going on. You feel me? That's for entertainment, okay? The show is not to be taken as serious as CNN, per se, but I deal in facts. I deal in absolutes, all right? Even when it's about myself, I know my flaws. I can name them. There's no problem. You know what I mean? I know the mistakes I've made. I can name them with no problem because I'm when I read the synopsis of this particular episode, you're going to see why I'm so comfortable with saying what's wrong with me, okay? Because I know for a fact that there's something wrong with you, all right? Whether you like to admit it or not, that's another story. You know what I mean? But for all my accomplishments that I feel like I've done in life, I have a lot of detractions. I've made a lot of mishaps and mistakes. And I live with them mistakes daily, every day, all right? And so, you know, everybody has their own walk in life. Everybody has their own path that they're going to have to go through and cut and trailblaze and stuff. But every one of us is going to, you know, swing the blade the wrong way and, you know what I'm saying, scrub a knuckle, hit a calf, hit a shin. We still got to keep trailblazing. We still got to keep pushing through. All right? With that being said, I'm going to remind everybody real quick how to get to K100 Internet Radio, just in case you don't know. We are on MySpace and Facebook. So if you do the social networking, by all means, MySpace.com and check out the new MySpace. MySpace was on top for not a long time, but it was a powerhouse for such a brief time. And Facebook came and snatched the power from it so quickly, just out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They learning from their mistakes and they adjusting and they trying to come back out. So go check the MySpace out. It's the new MySpace. They changed a couple things if you haven't been on there in a while. But we're on MySpace, MySpace.com/K100Radio. And we're also on Facebook. That wasn't meant to down Facebook because I started the show as a Facebook group, okay? And then I took it over to MySpace just on GP. But we're on Facebook, you know, so you just go to Facebook. And if you're not my friend, you can do a search for Blizzm, which is B-L-I-Z-M. That's me, myself, you know, Blizzm Blue. When you see that, send me a friend request. If I don't even know you, but you like my show, just say I listen to K100 and you're automatically going to be in there. All right. But if you know me and you're my friend, then you know you can go to my page, the K100 page, and you can get all the updates and show topics and all that stuff. Also, if you're an Apple iPod user or iTunes or iPhone or iPad or whatever the hell else Steve Jobs is going to come up with next, if you got any one of these gadgets and you use iTunes, you must have it. We're a podcast on the iTunes Store. So if you go to the iTunes Store, go to the podcast section and put a search in a search box for K100 Radio. Just put in K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Yes, that is us. All right. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. All right. I totally forgot to send out all of my my text message blast. I'm actually doing that as I speak, all right, right now. Because I didn't even send out a synopsis of what we're talking about on the show tonight. You feel me? But I'll be doing that as I'm speaking. I want to remind everybody once again, if you're on Facebook and MySpace, and if you use iTunes, go ahead and check out the show on any one of those sites, okay? And do that, all right? 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I want to welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio that's listening to me via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, all right? I'm going to be spinning some music tonight. I don't know how full my lines are going to be. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure that everyone is going to be tuning in, you know what I'm saying, shortly or whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show for episode 112. Hold on a second. Let me get to it. You know, I'll be running like 3 and 4 computers over here. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. All righty now. All right. Episode 112. the man or the woman in the mirror. All right? Self-evaluation is very important. Okay? We all make mistakes. But the crazy thing is that the crazy thing about it is that even though we all do, getting some people to admit to it is sometimes nearly impossible. You know what I'm saying? Now, you would think that it would be easy to admit to even the most monumental mistakes that we make, because even if someone else didn't make a mistake or make the same mistake per se, they surely have made plenty of mistakes if they've lived long enough. You feel me? Before any act or mistake can be analyzed, the person must first look at themselves in the mirror and do a self-evaluation. You know what I'm saying? I do this sometimes, and that guy staring back at me in the mirror, when I look in the mirror, he's a complicated dude. All right? He's a very complicated person. You understand what I'm saying? When I look at myself in the mirror, I see me, but I see... And if my friend, you know, I see three me's at the same time simultaneously, and I'll get into that. But I'm a very complicated person, and I imagine that most people are. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, most people are, you know, not so simple. You feel me? Most people have a range of issues, you know, that they have to tackle and deal with daily. All right? So, I often think, you know, what do others see when they do the same thing? I know what I see when I look at myself in the mirror, and I think like, well, what do other people see when they look at me, when they think of me? And I also think about when other people look at themselves in the mirror, because I have a depiction of what people are for the most part on the outside, but I often wonder if that's what they think of themselves. Do they see the person that the rest of the world sees, you know what I'm saying, or do they see what they want to see? I think sometimes to myself, you know, because people can have such they look at themselves as being one way, and I'm like, I know multiple people, including myself, who don't even look at you that way at all, whether it be good or bad, you know what I'm saying? Some people can look at themselves in the mirror and see just the best, most, think they the shit, and then I know me and five other people who hate them and be like, I can't stand them. They think they are that, but they're really not, because they blah, blah, you know. And then sometimes you can see people, they can look at themselves and have really low self-esteem and self-confidence. And everybody be like, man, they so cool. They the shit. You feel me? It's like, you know, sometimes somebody out of nowhere, somebody just commits suicide or something. You be like, what? What the hell were they thinking? I never suspected. But, you know, you don't look at that person in the mirror every morning like they do. You're only on the outside. So that's kind of what I'm talking about on the show tonight. So here's what I'm asking tonight. All right. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? All right? Do you think that the person in the mirror is the same person that your family or friends know and see? Is the person in the mirror flawed? Most certainly so. So what are the top five flaws in that person in the mirror when you're looking at yourself? What major mistakes have they made? What are the top five attributes in them? What are some major strides that they have made in life? You know? Do you honestly think most people like the person in the mirror? Or do you hide the real person in the mirror in order to make people like that person in the mirror more? What would you like to change about the person in the mirror? You feel me? What would you like to change about yourself? You know, in order to, you know, if you could change these things, you know what I'm saying? And how has the person in the mirror changed over the last 10 years? I said 10 years because frame of time, but at the same time, you know, I just referenced myself when I came up with that particular question, because me at 34 and me at 24, yeah, you wouldn't even believe the difference, you know what I'm saying, in my mental and everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I went back 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Some of my callers may only be 23, so if you're thinking about it, you know, make that 5 years, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, In the past 10 years, how has that person in the mirror changed? Have they changed for the better or for the worse? All right? Tonight, we will do a live on-air self-evaluation. That's what we're talking about. If you're not confident in yourself, humble, you know what I'm saying, in your heart, this show may not necessarily be for you. If you can't take constructive criticism, this show may not be for you. Hang up, log out now. I'll let the listeners evaluate my analysis of myself, and I will evaluate theirs for the ones that I do know. If I really don't know you, I can't evaluate you like that. But for the ones that I do know, if they give me a self-evaluation of themselves, I'll be like, you know, I never got that from you. I don't think of you that way, or I may see you that way. I may be like, yo, you dead on. You feel me? I think that's really how you are. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, all right? Not here. I'm looking for an honest and open opinion of self. You know what I'm saying? Since we all like to pass judgment on and evaluate others, this shit should be a cakewalk. That was a joke. Nobody likes to self-evaluate. That's the problem with the world now. You feel me? Majority of the time, we like to be judgmental against everybody else more so than we do ourselves. You feel me? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. I'll start with myself. If you're on the phone lines, by all means, if you want to participate in episode 112, the man in the mirror, or the man or woman in the mirror, sorry. I'm not going to keep saying man or woman. I'm just going to keep saying man in the mirror. You know you're a woman. You know you're a woman. Whatever. But if you want to participate tonight, the key to making this particular episode successful, interesting, to make it as inspiring as last night's episode, to make it a deep conversation, you're going to have to be honest. All right? And I'm going to be brutally honest and with my about myself. You know, to do that, to be able to do this show and to be able to do that, you do have to have an air of self-confidence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or you could have an attitude like I have also. I have confidence, but I also don't give a damn. Okay. So I really don't care what, someone may say or think. You feel what I'm saying about me per se like that? You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If people know me, I say, yeah, I was wrong. Now, I'm argumentative. I'm a talk show host, okay? I'm a rapper. I'm argumentative. I'll go back and forth with you or whatever. But at the end of the day, now, when I am wrong, I have become able and openly admit to being able to say that I'm wrong. And I've never been above apologizing. Never been above apologizing, okay? Never been above apologizing, all right? So these things, if you know me, you know these things about me to be true. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Some people may beg to differ and say, you don't never like to be right or wrong. Being argumentative is not the same thing. But when I really just straight up, you know. But if I feel like I got a point now, I argue to the end. Okay? And everybody knows that about me. If you listen to this goddamn show, you know I go back and forth with somebody. You know what I'm saying? But that's just fodder for the show. But in order for this show to be successful, in order for this show to really pan out the way I want it to and pan out as good as episode 111, what's your purpose here? You got to be brutally honest, people, with yourself. Because I'm not asking you to evaluate others. This is the first time I've had a show that you're going to be, not the first time you're going to be talking about yourself, but really, literally evaluating yourself. And that a lot of times proves to be way more difficult than people like to admit. It really is. So I'm going to go ahead and, of course, the phone lines are already open. 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line right now, I got a couple people on the line. If you're on the phone lines, then by all means, hit number one and I'll come to your line. But I'm going to go first. All right? I'm going to go first. Hold on. I got to take a drink before I even do this and openly admit myself for a couple thousand people to hear. Hold on. I say a couple thousand because K100 has officially been downloaded and replayed over 11,000 times. It's not including how many people have actually called into the phone line and actually participated in the show. If you add that number, we're close to like 14,000 participation. So, I just say thousands just because I just told you I was kind of cocky and confident. All right, here we go, Blizzon. Let me do me. And hopefully when you call in, you'll be able to do you with ease. All right? If I can do it, goddammit, you can do it. Trust me. Question one. You know, when I look at myself in the mirror, this is what I'm going to be asking you when you're on the line. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? First of all, And I mean that in every sense of the word. Physically, mentally, whatever. Do you like the person that you see? I'll tell you that, to be honest, to be totally honest, person that I see. All right? For the most part. For the most part, I can say I'm about, I'd say I'm about 80% satisfied with what I see in the mirror from a physical and a mental standpoint and a standpoint in life. Accomplished, you feel me? I've done some things that I said that I wanted to do with my life, you feel me? I'm humble backgrounds, and I'm not balling or rich or anything, but I'm also not living in the slums. I'm happy about that. Mistakes, I'll get into all that, you feel me? Because the question goes on. But in general, my physical appearance, I can stand to lose. I can stand to get back in the gym, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Real self-conscious. People who knows me knows I'm real self-conscious about my my face, my skin, stuff like that. I have acne and stuff like that. About that, so I can't just say I'm, you know, if I could change that, I'd change that right now. I'd never have another pimple or never another blemish on my face again, but I've had them. I've been dealing with that my whole life, and that's scary. So physically, you know what I'm saying, I'm a little bit self-conscious about stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, and I do think about stuff like that when I look at myself in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, but for the most part, I'm pretty much satisfied, you know what I'm saying. I get compliments enough by people just, you know, to make me, you know, have that kind of air of self-confidence about myself. Right about now, I'm going through a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying, in my life where, am I happy with my employment situation and stuff like that? No, I'd much rather be at another job. I'd much rather be on another level with my music career. So that's why I can't say I'm just 100% happy and satisfied with myself right now when I look at myself in the mirror. But for the most part, I am. You feel me? For the most part, I am. I can honestly say that, you know? The next question was, do you think that the person in the mirror is the same person as your family and see? And I gotta wholeheartedly say yeah. You know, for the most part, listen, I'm an open book. You know what I'm saying? Listening, doing music, doing this show, being, you know, I'm not an international name. I'm not even a national name. You know, I'm not even a statewide or citywide name. You feel me? Per se. But people, when you do music, when you do stuff like this radio show, and you open up your the door to your mind and your world and your creative mind and stuff, and you put stuff to song, it opens your world up to people more than the average person. Like people who don't even know me know my kids' names because they've listened to my songs and they know that I've done things, and because they've never even physically met me. That's a side effect of being a quote unquote public figure, which is what I am doing, being as though I'm doing this kind of stuff right here. So I can't have a show called Keep It 100 and that don't match up. You feel me? Because people would call me out on it. People would say, you know, if I got on the show and said all kind of outlandish, it really wasn't me, the people who really knew me knew that I really wasn't capable of, or I wasn't in my train of thought, then they would call me out on it. I'm from a small town, Panama City, Florida. I can't lie about my background and say that I did things growing up that I didn't do or that I never have. I can't do it. Because there are too many people from Panama City who listen to this show and be like, he's a fucking liar. He's never did that. That's why I never really lied in my raps and my songs when I made them up, because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do me. You feel me? And I'm just going to take the interesting parts of my life and put them in words and come up with creative ways to make it sound hot. So as far as that question, I got to unequivocally say that the person that I'm looking in the mirror is, in fact, the person that my family and friends know and see. I don't know how many of you are going to be able to honestly say that, because a lot of people put on a front for their family and friends and they're really not that person, but they do that just to get along. You know, I can understand kind of doing that at work, at your job, because, you know, if you really wanted to show them the real you, sometimes you might cuss the motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You can't really show them Shaniqua from the hood, from around the way, if you're working in the bank and you're a bank teller. Maybe yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, it's with these folks' money. You understand what I'm saying? So that I get, but that's why I didn't say, you know, is the person in the mirror the person that people know and see you in the public? Because a lot of times, you know, if you're at work or whatever, you got to tone it down. You got to change your persona in order to be able to maintain and feed your kids and your family. So that's why I ask your family and friends, because that's what really matters at the end of the day. All right. The next question is the person in the mirror. The next line is, the person in the mirror is flawed, most certainly. You feel me? And that's without a doubt. Every one of you are going to have flaws. You feel me? And I got plenty of them. So what are the top five flaws in them? All right? What major mistakes have they made? I'll give you mine. I think one flaw that I can say, I can honestly say about myself, I guess, you know, when I look back at it, I'm not really, I'm a tad bit, being as though everything, I'm going from least to greatest, being as though that where I came from and just some things that I've seen with my own eyes or whatever, I'm a little close-minded to race relations. Sometimes I think I can be, and you know, I think growing up in the Deep South like that, it had a lot to do with it. I've gotten better over the years with that. You feel what I'm saying? But I can openly and honestly say that that's actually a flaw. People like to say, "Man, nah, that's just the way the world is," and blah. And even sometimes I actually use that as a quote unquote excuse for being that way. But actually, Blizzum, actually, it's not true. That's really not true. Really, that's not really the way to be. Can I change that? Should I change that? Do I want to change that? Yes. You feel me? Yes, I really honestly do. But yeah, that's a flaw. Another flaw that I have that I've actually improved over the years is I used to be a big time really selfish person. You feel me? Really wanted to do with me what I had going on mattered most, and I'm still self-centered kind of sort of to this day. I don't know if it's because I grew up as the only child for a better part of my young years. You know, my mom didn't get remarried until I was almost 11 years old, and for the whole time, you know, everything I had was mine. I didn't have to share, and you know, shit like that growing up. You feel me? Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making fucking excuses, but I can be a little bit selfish at times. I have hurt people close to me with my selfishness, and I regret that. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, I guess the third thing that I would say is wrong with me. I don't know. I guess I can be overly critical, but sometimes motherfuckers deserve it. Wait a minute. Before I even say that, sometimes criticism is deserved, but I can be really critical when it's not the right time. I can be critical when it ain't the time to be critical, and I can't help it. You know, what the fuck? Sometimes I just do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the third thing. I guess the fourth thing that I can name about myself, a flaw that a lot of people like to say, I used to be, I'm not as bad now. A quote-unquote womanizer, I guess that's the word to put it, but I'm really not so much anymore, you feel me? But I had that reputation and that tag at one point, you feel me? I worked on it over the years, you feel what I'm saying? I got a lot better at it. I had stretches where I did really good, and something would happen in my relationship, and I would just go ham because things wasn't right. But then again, that goes back to being selfish and self-centered. Instead of fixing the thing in the relationship that was wrong, I said, fuck it, I'm going to do me then, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? And not the feeling of the other person, and I would go ham. You feel what I'm saying? Is that a flaw? Being as though right now that I'm single, I don't see it as so much as a flaw as just me being single and not being able to do what the fuck I want to do. But at the same time, it's not really, really, really good to be that way. I guess you could say that's a flaw. And I guess the last one that I wrote these down, I jotted down just stuff off the top. You feel what I'm saying? I guess another one. I'm not really that good with saving money. I blow fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I blow money like I'm fucking, like, still selling dope, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just totally lose sight of what I need to do, and I will go out and ball out like I really just, like, I just do shit. Like, I don't know why I do that. Why do you do that, bro? I'll go spend money in a strip club like I'm rich and crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about myself that I can fix. But if I got it, I don't give it. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna live like I don't got no tomorrow, even though I know for a fact tomorrow is gonna be here and I should plan for it. So I guess those things, that particular order, if you had to put them in the worst one, I guess you could say being selfish a little bit probably would be the one the most. You feel me? And the least probably would be just, you know, how I like to just frivolously spend money when I really shouldn't. That's a flaw, because you know what I'm saying, you got to be good with your money. So I guess those things are my flaws. mistakes that I've made, you know what I'm saying, associated with it. I didn't even meet my child for the first year she was born because I was self-centered in how I handled the pregnancy by her mom and everything, real selfish in that. You feel what I'm saying? And that made me where I didn't even witness the birth of my daughter, not my son, but my daughter, and I didn't even see her for the first year of her life. You know what I'm saying? I was on some real selfish nigga shit, like, fuck that bitch, it ain't mine. The whole nine. You feel what I'm saying? I was young, you know, immature. You know what I'm saying? Hurt countless women with my womanizing. You know what I'm saying? So I've hurt people's feelings. So those are mistakes that I've made in the past. You know what I'm saying? It all has to do with me looking in the mirror and really, you know, Blizzum, you got to fix these things about yourself, homie. And I'm not perfect. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are a lot of things that could be a lot more wrong with me. I'm just pointing out the stuff that has had a trickle-down effect in my life and made it to where shit that came up in my life was a result of these things. You feel what I'm saying? And so these are flaws that I just openly can admit to live on the radio. Like, it's like nothing. There's nothing else. All my other shit people know about anyway. You know what I'm saying? And so that's me in a nutshell. You feel me? If anybody's on the line, like I said, you know, my self-analysis of myself, if you know me, if you agree or disagree with what I'm saying about myself, if you really know me, I guess you could say, you know, Blizzum, yeah, you kind of are right about those things about you. You feel me? Now, you got to be one of my homeboys to understand, I guess, the part about the money or whatever. Maybe you have to have dated me for a long time, whatever, to witness me blow money, like, for stupidly for no reason. You probably have to know me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Some people might be like, oh, he's kind of tight. Actually, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? If I don't got it, I don't got it. But when I got it, I act like I got more than what I really got. And I just go ham. You know what I'm saying? If I've been like that, because I think it came from back in the day when I was making street money and I was making easy money. I think that was a bad habit that I picked up. You know how when you get street money, you lose that money, but you're getting it back tomorrow. You don't give a fuck, so you blow it. And I kept that over the years, even when I was working, getting a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? So it was a bad habit that I just never got lost, that I never got rid of. And so I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines, but before I do, I'm going to answer the last question. What are five attributes that I see? Of course, attributes that I feel like my top five attributes would be that I'm a forgiving person. I don't hold grudges. That might be my number one attribute. If you know me, you know you can do something to me. You feel me? And I'll get over that shit like way quicker than most people. You know what I'm saying? I don't hold grudges. I've never been like that. I've always been forgiven, and I don't know why. Another thing, attribute about me is that when it comes to my friends, I don't know, people might not say. My girlfriends, but when it comes to my friends, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to my homies, for the most part, I'm loyal, but I have faltered in that. You feel me? But for the most part, I am. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. But I have done wrong things, bad things that I wish I wouldn't have did to friends, but I immediately apologize, which will come to my third thing. I have no problem with apologizing when I'm wrong. You feel what I'm saying? I can forgive you when you do something wrong to me, and when I'm wrong, I have no problem saying I was wrong. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? And those of you who know me know that to be true. Top two attributes, of course. I can't leave out the fact that my talent, musically, and I wrap all that into one, musically, and just the gift of gab, which includes K100 Radio and things like that. All those things about me, just my talent. Is probably, you know what I'm saying, probably my number one attribute that I have is my talent, my creativeness. You know what I mean? I got to go with that. I can't think of anything else that I'm better at than being creative. You know, I really can't. You know, I really can't. And another attribute that's one of my top attributes is I'm a good listener. I'm a good communicator of words. I'm a good, you know, I can talk to people. I'm easy to talk to unless we're beefing. Unless we're fighting, you feel me? If we're in an argument, you know what I'm saying? Which, of course, you know, that's a different thing. But if we're just communicating and we're trying to get points across and see points of views and stuff, I'm real good at that. I'm real open to what you have to say and take into consideration what you say, listen to it, analyze it, and then I may not agree, but I'm going to listen to everything that you have to say. I'm going to, you know, some people you can't do that with. Some people it's just their way, the highway, it's only one side, all right? And so those are some things about me. That's my self-analysis of self. You feel me? Those are some things about me that are flawed, and those are some things about me that are good. I didn't even get into anything physical, but you can if you want to. I just said with the top five, I would talk about things that are more important than how good I can mash a chick. Of course, that cause of being a fucking womanizer. Right. So, yes, the kid is an open book, all right? You know what I'm saying? You know, people listening to this show, they're like, this dude's really like, yeah, I put it out on the line. Because I got nothing to hide. You feel what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you're going to call this show, you're going to analyze yourself, and you're either going to hide some shit and keep some shit off the table because you don't want it to be touched, or you're going to just keep it 100. I prefer if you did, being the name of the show is Keep It 100, and the name of the show is The Man in the Mirror. You feel me? I just gave you a real in-depth look of how I look at myself from the good and the bad. You feel what I'm saying? Do I honestly think most people like the person in the mirror? That's the next question. Before you break down the analysis of yourself, I honestly do. I think that when people meet me, they generally like me. You feel me? Unless I do something to them. That's why I have friends from back from high school and the military and everything else on my Facebook page. Too many people just saying I don't like him or whatever. They may not like how I talk. They may not like how much I curse or something like that. But do they like me, the person? Have I done anything to make you not like me? No. Rarely. Rarely do you hear that. From my job, from my musical circle, I make people, when I meet them in music, when they see me, they, what's up, Lizm? There is no bad blood. There is all that nigga there. There is nobody trying to dodge me or duck me, okay? Believe that. That's my rep, all right? And so, yeah, do I think that most people honestly like the person in the mirror when it comes to myself? Yes. Do I hide the real person in the mirror in order to make more people like me? Never that. Never that. I'm not going to talk anymore about that. And like I said, what would I like to change about the person in the mirror? You can pretty much tie that into my flaws. I'd like to change all my flaws. And how have I changed in the last 10 years? I have grown immensely. People like to say, oh, you still immature. You ain't changed. Actually, that's far from the truth. You feel me? Doing this show and saying some of the stuff I say on this show is entertainment, people. You got to understand that. Songs, I may say a punchline or something just to make you laugh and make you think, but I've changed immensely over the past 10 years, all right? You feel me? And like I said, I've calmed down on even a lot of the bad stuff that I was saying. I've become less self-centered, but again, at the end of the day, I still know I obtain and have these flaws. I've become less of a womanizer and all this kind of stuff, even though I still, you know, you feel me? With me being single, it's kind of hard to really go against the grain on that one. But, you know what I'm saying? All these things I've toned down, changed, I'm trying to get better at, and hopefully at some point, I'll fix. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I'm going to the phone lines. I got people on here, so I'm going to go ahead and open them up. Right now, I got a private caller. What's popping, caller? I can't see your number.
Oh, shit. This is Derek. It's probably, it should be me.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, homie? Would you Skype me in or something?
Nah. My cell phone fucking up, so I'm calling from the house.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Episode 112. The Man in the Mirror. Now, you heard me give a real detailed breakdown of, like, me personally. You know what I'm saying? And I even see people on the phone lines that know me, and they're probably sitting over there, like, clapping their fucking hands, like, yeah, nigga, that's you. You know what I'm saying? You feel
me? Yeah.
You're that guy. You know what I'm saying? But in order for this to work, I had to go first, set it off, and be brutally honest about myself. You feel what I'm saying? And so, therefore, hopefully, it'll make everybody else that's on the phone lines that has the balls to call in for this particular show to do the same thing. You feel me? And so, I want you to keep in mind that that's what I would like for you to do for this particular episode. So, first question is, when you look in the mirror, off top, do you like what you see?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, I do.
Okay, that's good. That's good to be confident, because we're going to have some people. Listen, some of you people that's on the phone line, some of you people that's calling, listen, discount. If you feel like you're overweight, if you feel like there's some physical thing about you, if you feel like you're not self-confident or anything like that, you must, in fact, keep it 100%. Actually know. You feel what I'm saying? You must actually know. Like I said, physically, I'm good where I'm at, but if I could change some things, yeah, I'd like to go in the gym and lose about 15, 20 pounds, not even really lose the weight, but just tone up the bod. Tone up the midsection a little bit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd love to never have acne and pimples ever again. So, yeah, I'm self-conscious about a little certain things about myself. You know what I'm saying? Like that right there. So, it's real-life analysis of me. So, you know, you said you're good with yourself. We'll move right along.
Physically, I'm working that out anyways. I'm trying to put on some weight because I'm, you know, I got the smaller frame. So
right.
Well, I'm trying to put on some more weight, more muscle and stuff, so.
Right. Well, I'm 6'2". I got a linebacker body. I'm 6'1", 230. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's all about toning and keep it toned. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. We don't want to put no more weight on. You know what I'm saying? Over here. You know what I'm saying? We're getting to the danger zone at that point. right. Do you honestly think most people like the person that you see in the mirror?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly think most people do. Or is it most people, or is it the friends or family one?
Well, most people in general, because in that, now I'm gonna ask. That's a separate question. In general,
okay.
Because now you can bring in classmates, coworkers, and things like that for that particular question.
Because I never had, you know, I never had a problem in school with people not liking me, and you know, and never, like, I never really had problems with that. Even at, you know, at work and stuff, you know, people. It's not like they don't like me. If they don't talk to me, they don't talk to me. But, I mean, for the most part, I don't never hear anything about anybody having any bad blood about the kind of person I am. Most people, you know, gravitate towards me a little bit.
Right, right. Okay, that's cool. That's good. That's a good thing. I'm like that, too. I got to break down the strides, okay? But the second part of that question is, do you think that the person in the mirror is the same person that your family and friends know and see, your close ones? Are you the same person? Are there some things about you that you just really, you know, because you show them that side of you or whatever?
I think they see me for the most part, but there are some things they don't see, some things I do keep inside that they don't know about.
Okay.
So, but for the most part, I mean, I think, like, as far as, like, if you could ask my parents or, you know, anybody close to me, they'll give you an accurate breakdown of me. But there are things, you know, I don't think people know about me, obviously, that I haven't told anybody.
Right. I understand that. See, my family, even my mom knows things about me that I wish she didn't know. You know what I'm saying? But, my family knows who I am at the core. You feel me? They know, they know I'm a good guy at the core, but they also know I'm not to be trifled with. They've seen me snap. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Stuff
little stuff like
that.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So they know what potentially I could do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they know the person that I am at. They know Cyril.
But they also
realize that I have over the years become Blizzum in some ways. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand you, because
they know that.
My parents, they've seen me snap before, and I don't. You know, the first time they seen it, they kind of like, all right, yo, I can see, like, he kind of take it a little too far when he, you know, he get like that.
Right.
So they know, like, truly deep down, you know, what I'm about. But for the most part, I'm not like that. Like, that's a special circumstance.
Right. Okay. What's the top five flaws you think that you can offhand? What are the top five flaws that the man in the mirror has? Most certainly he has some, because he's human.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
It doesn't matter. Just name them. I didn't go into order. I kind of jotted them down. I kind of had to shuffle them around as I was talking. But I didn't have an order. But I just thought about, you know, my top five problems I got with myself.
I say procrastination. I'm bad at that. Like, I slack off real easily. Like,
depending on what it is. If I don't deem it important, if I don't think it's important, I will procrastinate on that shit forever. You know what
like
I'm saying? I will,
like,
I will
school
let shit go on
school,
and on and on. If it ain't in my
school,
face,
if I don't want to do that shit, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'll do it at the last minute. Like, wake up in the morning trying to finish, you know, a 5-page report and shit like that. Like, so yeah, I'm bad at procrastinating, like, especially if I don't really want to do it.
Yeah. I'm like that about stuff I know. If it's something that I'm going to do, and maybe, like, once again, maybe this goes back to me being selfish, but if it's something that I want to do, then I'm Johnny on it, baby. You feel me? I'm number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if it ain't something I really want to do, I am a habitual procrastinator of shit I don't want to do. That is a very I missed that one. You reminded me of some shit in my damn self. Damn it, man. What about another? Go ahead. What else?
Shit, I'm stubborn. Nah, I'm stubborn as hell.
Yeah.
I used to be like, I'm stubborn, kind of like how you said. Like, I'm stubborn to the point, like, I'll apologize when I'm wrong, but when I'm stuck on one thing, I'm stuck on that one thing. Like, you can't tell me nothing different. I don't want to hear nothing about it. I might be wrong, but I'll stay with the fact that I'd rather be wrong than admit you're right sometimes. I get to the point like that.
Yeah, I used to be like that. That's something that's changed about me in the past 10 years. That would fall upon one of those. What about something else?
I hold grudges.
You do?
I hold grudges. I'm not too forgiving. That's something that has been actually coming along a lot better. But back a couple years ago, you know, I used to hold grudges. And, like, I lose a friendship over a grudge, like, if you did
really?
Something wrong to me. Like, yeah. But luckily that's never happened because none of my friends have ever done anything like that. But I would, like, I know the type of person I am. I would, you know, I'd just be like, what the hell with this shit?
Right. All right, what's another one? Got, what, that's four right there. What, one more.
I can't really... Actually, that's the same thing as procrastinating, so... I say... At the same, I give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, like, I kind of, like... I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but... Like, I just kind of... I'm so open to trying to help somebody out or do something for other people that... Even if I know I'm being done wrong sometimes, like, I'll still give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not that guy.
It's, like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Like, I've kind of grown away from that, but that is something that I do have a problem with. Like, even off the jump, like, if you're a cool dude, you know, we niggas be chilling and whatever go down, you know, I give you the benefit of the doubt, you know, one time maybe when I know I shouldn't.
Oh, no, I'm not like that at all. yeah. All right, give me. All right. So, what's one major mistake that the man in the mirror has made?
Shit, man, I don't even like. I can't even come up. I couldn't come up with nothing for that. Like, it's so many. I messed up a lot. I think something I think I messed up with is how I handled high school going into college. Like, I think that was a big mistake. Like, because I never really took high school as serious as I should have took it.
Right.
And then I think if I would have took it as serious as I could, I wouldn't be in the situation, you know, having to, you know, take student loans out and doing this and doing that when, you know, I had the mental capacity to you know, be on principal's list. Principal's list and all the other stuff. Like, I never took it that far. And now I'm sitting here stuck with all this damn money going back to the government.
It is what it is. It is what it is. All right. Next one, cause we got other people calling, so I'm trying to speed it up. What are some top attributes of the man in the mirror?
I'm a loyal guy. If I'm down with you, I'm down with you to the end.
All right.
Like, if I got it, you got it, type stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm a hard worker. I'm very determined. You know, I don't like to be denied what I really want to do or what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I easily adapt to, you know, different surroundings, different environments. I guess that coming from my dad being in the military, and I grew up in the military or around the military all the time, that you had to get up and leave.
Right.
Easily adapt to my surroundings and the people, you know, meeting new people and everything like that.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people can't do that, man. Like, you know, you don't know how blessed you are that you can do that, because some people are stuck and if they don't move. I know so many people from my hometown like that they, if they could just get the fuck up out of there, they would be all right, because they got some negative shit going on, but they just can't do new shit. They stuck and it's killing them. Okay, so be lucky and be glad that you can do that. You feel me? Because everybody can. You feel me? One more.
And I'm open. I like to communicate. I like to talk about different things. You know. I just like to talk, like, about all kinds of stuff. Just, you know, the usual stuff. I like to go off topic or go out on a limb and talk about some crazy shit, like some shit that people probably wouldn't even think about talking about in a normal conversation.
Well, you should host a show. That's the damn epitome of this shit over here. All right, last question before we move on to the next caller. All right, what would you like to change? Let's see. What would you like to change about the person in the mirror, and how have you changed in the last 10 years? Since you're so young, I'm going to change and say, I'm going to say in the last 5 years. You feel what I'm saying?
I heard you put that disclaimer in there for me. Over the past 5 years, things probably changed. I don't know. I think I just grew up a lot. Like, when I went to school in New York, or I'm going to school in New York. So, and we live in North Carolina, so my parents live in North Carolina. So, you know, getting out of the house and being so far away from home, not being able to, you know, rely on mommy and daddy as much as I'm used to. You know, it kind of made me grow up a lot. I feel like I know the world a lot more better than I did when I first got out of high school. Feel a lot more mature, you know, smarter about things. You know, I was here living in their house. You know, I could do whatever I wanted to do, blow my money, and they always had my back. You know, got to school, you kind of had to learn how to manage that money a little bit better, or else your ass is going to be hurting. So,
yep.
Yeah, I felt like I grew up a lot over those.
I think growing up and be responsible with money, doing what I did at a young age in my time in the streets, set me 10 years back with that fucking shit. But I'm getting better at it, y'all. I'm getting better at it. I'm doing better now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
that's
yeah.
always.
My whole 20s, man, I mean, if I think about the money I blew in my 20s is ridiculous. I can't even, I don't even think about it. I get mad at myself when I think about that shit. For real, it's just ridiculous.
Shit, like you said, I wasn't getting the money like you because I got boys that did that little thing, but.
Blew the money.
Shit. The money I was getting and, you know, not having to pay rent and nothing like that.
And I had to pay rent.
I was like, I was throwing money away. Like, I was just throwing money away, really. Yeah. Like, they used to go out and eat all, you know, eat every weekend and shit. Like, man.
Yeah. I fucked it all up, dude. All right, homie. I did real bad.
Shit, it's all good. You still made it somewhere.
Well, I'm doing all right, but I could have been doing a lot better had I had some fucking sense in my 20s. Trust that.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, homie. Hey, stay on the line. I'm going to the next call, and I got a lot of them raising their hand. Everybody's being brave today. I like it. Everybody's evaluating themselves. Good. Good for you people. We move right along. 305.
Yo.
What's going on, homie?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling back to the show. All right?
Yeah.
Episode 112, The Man in the Mirror. We're doing a little bit of self-evaluation here tonight on K100 Internet Radio. I broke down myself all the way down. You feel me? A lot of people might have been listening and be like, really? I really broke it all the way down. Some people could concur and agree with a lot of stuff that I said wrong about me. You feel what I'm saying? And some of the things I didn't say, they might be like, you forgot this, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, damn you.
Yep, damn much.
All right. So, first question is, when you look at the man in the mirror, do you like what you see? And, you know, I guess that's the first question, what you see. When you look at the person in the mirror mentally, physically, in all aspects, do you really like what you see, honestly?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much, because like I said, on my physical aspect, I work out constantly. You know, that's a habit I picked up in the military, and that's also part of my major in college, you know.
Right.
Exercise science. I can't be telling folks to stay healthy if I'm not trying to be healthy my damn self. You did.
Right.
It's like hypocrisy.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I got a few things I want to change, like that little slight little pudge at the bottom that just won't fucking go away. Everything else straight, but you know what I mean?
Put the six back down.
Yeah. I say it's like a 4.5, dude.
I don't even drink.
It's just genetic thing. I guess I don't know shit.
Well, what about mentally in your mental state? Do you really like the person that you are when you look in the mirror? Do you really like that? Do you really like that person? Overall, we'll break it down some more. Overall, do you like it?
Mentally, yeah, because the thing is, I realize that I'm a lot stronger mentally than a lot of people that I'm around because, like you said earlier, I'm going to put it out there, I'm from the same spot you from, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I know what it is like that. There's a lot of folks back home in Panama City who just afraid to fucking fail, and that's a part of life. If you got to fail to progress.
Right, right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Because
if you don't fail at something, you don't know what you're doing wrong. You know not to do it no more.
Exactly. You got to put yourself on the limb, man. You got to do it. You feel me?
Yeah. A lot of cats it's crazy sometimes when I go back home. The mentality is just like fucking ridiculous. Like if you're tired of something, change it.
Yep.
You know?
Or change the environment. Sometimes you got to change the environment to change you.
Exactly.
You got to remove yourself from the environment.
Like I'm going to quote Gandhi, become the change in the world you want to be in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's true. If you want to change the world, become that change. Be the model of it.
All right. That's so do you honestly think that most people, honestly now, do you honestly think that most people like the person in the mirror? When you this is more outside of family, friends, this is everybody. Family, friends, people that you meet, general, you work with, cats in the streets, in general. Do you think people honestly like the man that you see in the mirror, the real man in the mirror?
Not always.
No?
Not always. Because you could tell, man, when a person when things is going right for them, they got a different essence or aura about themselves. They walk up straight. Their head is held high. They talk a certain way. They act a certain way. But a person, then they depress, and even the people that try to hide it, there's something that's overly, you know what I mean? Some people just, if you're happy, everything just flows naturally. You're not overdoing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can tell that. You know what I mean?
What would you like to change about the person in the mirror? Physically, you know, mentally, whatever. What would you like to change about the person? And what would you like most like to change about it? And how have you changed the most in the past 10 years? What's really changed about you in the past 10 years?
A lot, dude. A lot. Like I said, because growing up, whoo, shit, it's windy out here, boy. Damn. All right, but one of the biggest, like, I'm going to say it. I don't care if nobody get mad. A lot of people back home got a certain mentality about themselves, and I myself had that mentality. And when I got away and joined the military and stuff, I saw that the world didn't revolve around my block. The world wasn't Panama City.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's that way at that little point in Panama, that ain't the way it is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The man ain't holding you down. It's yourself holding yourself down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I realized that when it took me leaving there to understand that. That's why I had a hard time adjusting when I went to the military. I had a hard, tough time because I was used to the way I was in a real Bay County mentality. You feel me? And if you're not from there, you just don't get it. You feel me?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know, it's the real. I call it the Bay County mentality, and I struggled with that, bro. I struggled with that when I left, and it took me years to get out of that mentality. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Long time. Took some work. All right. But so what would you like to change?
Me, one thing I like to change is one, I would like to be a little bit more trusting. I mean,
okay.
I've gotten better with that there because there've been a lot of people who I've said that's my people, that's my folk, and just did me dirty for some dumb shit, you know.
Right.
You know, over the years that's been I've gotten a lot better than where I used to be. You know what I mean? But that's one thing I can always improve on. Knowing when and when not to trust. You know what I'm saying? Because the red flags is there. It's just you got to decide whether to take heed of them or not. So that's one thing.
Right. Okay, that's one thing you like to change. So go ahead and give me real quick, and I'm gonna move along. Cause now people are raising their hands. They want to join in the discussion. Give me some things. Give me about five things. You feel me? That you feel like are flaws, and then you know, I ask you five things that you feel are attributes about yourself, real quick.
Some of my flaws are my attributes. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like loyalty. I'm a very loyal person. You know what I mean? And that's just one thing I've always been about myself, because I don't ask nobody to do nothing that I ain't willing to do or haven't done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm loyal. I got a big heart.
But how is that a flaw? How would you equate that to being a flaw?
It's a gift and a curse, because it's a gift because it's self-explanatory. You know, you got a sense of honor about yourself, but it's a curse because of the fact people are taking advantage of it.
Let me tell you something. The purpose, let me tell you something. The flaw is not in you for being loyal. The flaw is in the person who's
in the person. Exactly. And that's
so
something I've been learning,
so
which go back to the trust issues.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So if an attribute is an attribute. Being loyal is an attribute. You feel me? You can't say it's a gift and a curse. It's just a gift. It's just an attribute.
Oh,
it's just that the other motherfuckers make it look like it's a flaw. And that's
they are the
flawed person who makes it, who does that. What about, give me something else. Give me another flaw.
I cuss too damn much. I ain't even gonna lie about that. I ain't even
gonna
front
about
it. Well,
that's a flaw.
I used to be way worse. I used to say motherfucker like every other sentence, man. But it's like one thing I've been getting myself back in the church and everything and start reading my Bible and stuff more, and it's cut down dramatically. But I still that mouth, because that's another thing. I need to learn to shit the fuck up sometimes. Cause like
you gotta work on the other flaw about cussing. But go ahead,
because
you said shut the fuck up. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you gotta not say something. Sometimes you gotta be silent and just walk away from it. And sometimes I just got this thing. I gotta call a spade, an ace. You know what I mean? Because I was feeling that what you were saying earlier about that. Like sometimes you just gotta say what gotta be said.
right.
But
sometimes you shouldn't, and you do, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you shouldn't say it, even though you want to say it, and it's what you think. And sometimes you need to learn how to shut the fuck up and not say it. Yeah, you know. That's something
exactly.
else. Give me an attribute.
Attribute loyalty.
You say loyalty already.
Oh. Very giving. Very giving. Like I tell people, I got a saying about myself. I'll give you the shirt off my back, but you'll never take it from me. You know what I'm saying? If I see somebody they need help and I'm in a position to help them, as that being your man, your people, your bro, just your brother as a human being, you gotta help them because you never know where it's gonna come up. You're gonna be on your ass. You're gonna need somebody to help you out.
Yeah.
That complete stranger. You know what I'm saying? Your simple act of kindness to a complete stranger may never know it's gonna how it's gonna return on you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So. No, sometimes you gotta step out of that. That's something that I've, thank God, that I've always been good on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
all right.
Let me see. What else is good? I always try to be an honorable person, in all. You know what I mean? Like I said,
right.
I don't try to do nobody wrong. Because I know whatever you do, good or bad, it's going to come back on you.
Most times,
you know what
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just depends on what you do. So I want good stuff to happen to me. Unfortunately, it ain't always that way. But I can honestly say more good come to me than bad because of the fact that I've helped people sometimes and it just came back.
Right. All right. But that's what's up. Let me go ahead and move on to the next caller. We got him lining up. Thanks for calling the show, man. That's a good evaluation of self. I hope everybody take heed to what everybody's saying and really just, you know, look at yourself in the mirror, you feel me? And some of these attributes, like I said, the homie said to procrastinate, sometimes somebody may say something and may be like, actually, yeah, that's kind of like me too. Like you said about being procrastinate. I'm a big time procrastinator if it ain't nothing that's important to me.
I do
very,
it
very bad
too,
with that.
Especially for
very
something I'm real
that.
Good at.
Yeah, very bad with that. Very bad with that. All right, bro, stay on the line. I got people raising their hand. I'm getting to them.
All right.
Next up, Keisha F. Then I see T. Lewis. Then I see Michigan Girl. And I see some more folks. Keisha F., what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's going on? Well, you need one like. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's talking?
Oh, okay. You're not too much.
Okay.
But anyway.
Episode 112. Right?
Yeah.
You know what it is. The woman in the mirror, in your case. You feel me? It's an evaluation of self that we're doing tonight here on K100. Open the honest dialogue, please, only. All right?
All right.
When you look at yourself in the mirror, first off, do you like what you see? Physically, mentally, do you like that person?
I do. I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what's up. Do you honestly think that most people like that person in the mirror, the true person in the mirror?
I hope so.
I think
most of the people that I know and that know me like me, yes.
That you encounter?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, that's fair. What about, do you think that is the same person that your family and friends know and see, really and truly?
Now, yeah.
Now? Why wasn't it before?
Yeah. Well, the whole marriage business was crazy, so they didn't always know what was going on behind closed doors, so that was one thing. Well, come on, let's go. But yeah.
She's ready to get into the shower. Damn it, mommy.
Okay.
All right. What would you like to change about the person in the mirror? How much that person changed in the past 10 years? Yeah.
Oh, gosh, how much have I changed in the past 10 years?
Yeah.
Can we talk about maturity, for one? Stop running.
What does that mean, maturity?
For me, that means that I just know myself more. I know what I'll tolerate, what I won't tolerate, what I want in my life, what I don't need in my life, and what I need to get out of my life, whatever I notice it around. I know how to just sit and do a self-evaluation. Like, I do that a lot lately. Just sit back, look at what's going on in your life, and change what you can or change what needs to be changed. I think that's been a big part of this last 10 years of my life. Come on, Bert.
Okay. That's good. That's good. That's a good thing because, you know, I mean, I know I've changed. Some people talk to me and they think that I haven't, but I really have, but they just don't know. You feel what I'm saying? Because I may do something that like back in the day, and they'd be like, oh, you ain't changed a bit. Actually, motherfucker, you really don't know me. You know what I'm saying? I have changed a whole bunch in the past 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
but, you know, you just, you know, sometimes people just have a set opinion about you. And I'm not going to sit here and just keep, you know, just letting you let some shit that I did in the past. You know, if that's how you feel about me in general, then that's just how you feel about me in general. I can't change that. I'm done with trying to show motherfuckers I've changed over the past 10 years.
Exactly. It's not my business to make you understand what's happening in my life. No.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm done with that. So if you don't think I've changed, well, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna.
I've never had a conversation with you. That's your business.
It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So what are some flaws in that person in the mirror? What are some flaws?
Let's see. I think a big flaw would be not finishing school in a timely manner. I don't know. That's just me. And
that would be a mistake, not a personal flaw.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a flaw. For me, it's a flaw
what would you equate that flaw into being lazy, procrastinator?
Procrastination, yes, because I procrastinate. I don't always put forth most of my potential. I mean, I hold back quite a bit. I don't like confrontation, so I'll back away from confrontation a lot of times. What else? What number was that? That was probably about.
That was just one.
No way.
Yeah.
That's your only flaw. What else? Well, no, it's not my only flaw.
What if?
I don't know. As far as physical attributes, I could probably be a little stronger.
You're a chick. What's the point in that? Why do you need to be so strong?
Well, I guess I can be a little more muscular. Yeah. Like some places are flabby. They shouldn't be flabby. What else is there? I don't like my smile. I'm old and I have braces. So, you know, we're working on that. So what else is there? I don't know.
This is not evaluation of me to you.
I know.
This is evaluation
of you. I'm standing in the bathroom. I'm looking. I'm trying to figure it out. Hold on.
I mean, not even physical. What are you? There's anything about your personality? Anything that you think, you know, you're not unforgiving?
I
you're
think
not
I'm too nice sometimes. It's not. I don't think that I'm unforgiving. I don't think that I hold grudges. I think I can be that sarcastic smart mouth that you can't stand. I can be that. What else? Gosh.
Well, all right. How about this? Let's see how easy this one comes for you. How about all the good things? What about some attributes, Keisha? I bet we're going to pop these off right now. Let's go.
No,
boom.
No, we won't pop them off. Well, I think I'm very confident in my decision making. I like to make sound decisions. I think that's a big part of my procrastination because I'll wait until I know absolutely before I make a decision. Let's see. What else? I think I'm kind of cute. That works.
hey, that's what.
Hey. I think I'm an honest person. That's a good thing. Like the little girl say, I love my hair. Hey.
You love your hair.
yeah, you might think it's nappy, but I dare you to run your fingers through it.
Okay.
I don't know what else. I think I'm a great mom. For the most part, until they get on my nerves.
I mean, everybody's not a group. There's so many of them out there that's bad. I'm going to get some claps on that.
Right. Thank you. And it took a while. It really took a while because being a young mom, you have to learn a lot. I mean, the world doesn't teach you, or, you know, kids don't come with instructions. So you learn a lot from just experience. So. I'm not getting naked. You get naked and get in the bath. But, yeah. But I don't know. I think that's a good thing. I think I'm a great caregiver. I do well at my job.
You can get in the bathroom there because I don't like to get in the bathroom.
Well, come on then. Come on. But, yeah, I think those are some good attributes.
Okay. Well, that's all of the questions then. You answered everything. All right?
Okay.
That's
a pretty good
self-evaluation of yourself. I like it. It was pretty good.
You
can go back to mommy mode now.
Okay. She's going to drive me nuts.
Next person
all
on
right.
the line. All right.
Okay.
All right. Next person on the line is my homie T. Lewis real quick. T. Lewis, what's happening? I got so many people on the line. Everybody wants to talk about themselves. I would have thought that most people would be scared and shy away from this conversation. You know what I'm saying? I did a detailed evaluation of myself earlier. If you got on the line right now, you missed it. Also, if you're on the line and you feel like, oh, Blizzard, I heard what you said about yourself, and that's fucking bullshit, homie. Go ahead, by all means, when I open up your mic, be like, nigga, you lying. That's not really you. But I think I broke myself down pretty good and pretty honest. All my flaws, all my attributes, you feel what I'm saying? I think I did a pretty good and honest assessment of myself. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What up? I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to the replay to hear that first part, though, with you.
Well, I was brutally honest with myself. I mashed myself on some shit that I know I got to fix and work on. You feel what I'm saying? And I gave myself props what props would do. You feel what I'm saying? And so if you missed that first part and you really want to know how I really feel about myself, you can go back and listen to the very first about 15 minutes of the show because I dug into myself. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep doing it, though, goddamn it. Moving right along. episode 112. The Man in the Mirror. This is an evaluation of self. This is what you think about you, okay? This is what this show is all about. You feel me? First off, T. Lewis, do you like what you see when you look at the man in the mirror? Do you generally like the person physically, mentally? Do you like that guy?
Yeah, actually, I do now.
You do now?
I do now.
There was a point when you didn't.
Early on, like about high school, I was back and forth about a lot of stuff. But like now, I'm on 10 now, so.
Okay. All right. So that's coming from a physical and mental aspect, everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
The mental aspect, I was cool throughout because I think that's why me and my mom knocked heads a lot because, you know, I was just dead set on what I was gonna do. So.
Okay. Do you honestly think most people like the person in the mirror? Honestly.
I think it's half and half.
Half and half. This is outside of family. This is in general. This is in your professional life, career, niggas on the block, whatever. In general, you think it's half and half of people like you and half of people don't.
Yeah, are you talking about as far as liking me or
just like the listen, the honest, the person that you really are, the man in the mirror. Do they like that guy? Do they like Terrence?
I thought you were talking about people liking themselves.
No.
I never really had a problem with. I mean, you are going to have some, but for the most part, I think,
okay.
I think most people like me.
They're
lying.
Well, some people say no. Some people say, well, actually, no. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're always going to have something that's going to be like, I don't like that nigga.
Right. Right. You feel me? Not to be confused with, because everybody's got haters, and haters just, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got to understand that. I'm not talking about just a natural born hater. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You could be one of these people who have no sense of humor. You could be one of these people who, you know, always got some fucked up shit to say. You know, and you know that. You know that you're that guy. And I'm trying to get people to be honest with you tonight. If you know you're that person, just say, you know, I rub motherfuckers the wrong way. Hey, if you do, you do. You don't got to be a likable person to be, you know what I'm saying, technically a good person.
Right.
You don't have to be an all-around general likable person is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah.
But I just want the honesty in the questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think people do.
Okay.
After they get to know me, I think that's pretty much everybody, unless they just an asshole or something like that. Like you said, they just one of those people that just like to set it off all the time. So.
Right. Do you think that the person in the mirror is this is the question? Do you think that the person in the mirror is the same person, the real person in the mirror now, not the person that they may think, but the real person in the mirror? Do you think your family and friends? Do you think that's the same person that they know and see? They really know you.
At the core.
Do they really know?
Yeah. At the core, there's some things. I think one of the callers had called in and said there's some things that they don't know. But like my core self, as far as, I guess a good example is like if somebody come to ask me for money, they're like, oh, we already know this nigga gonna say. So I'm like, yeah,
no.
So
So when we get
so
to the flaws,
so
we get the flaws. Are you gonna say I'm stingy as a motherfucker? Let me jump to that. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, because we got a lot of people on the line. Real quick, give me five flaws about the person in the mirror. Real quick.
Five flaws, and I honestly had to come to this conclusion, but it depends on the person though. But I can be condescending. I'm not gonna lie, I can be that.
Okay.
Sometimes and I've had to admit this too. Sometimes I can think that I am a know-it-all, but I like seeking knowledge, so I can't help that.
Right.
I don't like being ill-informed. I don't like being a dummy, so
okay.
That's just me.
All right.
Now this I don't agree with. I think that I am very confident in myself. Some people say I'm arrogant. I think people.
Are you arrogant, dog? Listen. This is all about honesty and self. Are you an arrogant motherfucker?
I call it supreme.
Are you an arrogant motherfucker?
No, I ain't arrogant.
Okay, but then we're not gonna put it on the list. If you feel like people just got you all wrong and you're really not arrogant, we're not gonna say that. If that's what people think about you. Now there must be a reason why they think that, but if you say it's not so, it's not so.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna say not so.
Okay, well then, that's not a flaw. You feel like you're just confident and arrogant is not the same thing. All right, we know, but I just want you to be honest with this shit. You know, if you feel arrogant, motherfucker, now y'all want you to tell me the truth here. Come on, honestly,
no. I ain't
never
thought I was arrogant.
Okay.
Cause if I did, I would think I'd be the only
one
that.
You're not. You're not arrogant. You said you're not. We're gonna roll with it. What else? One more. You got one more.
I think everybody gonna say this for procrastination. I'm good at that, especially I'm saying a lot of people gonna say that, but I know for me, if it's something that I feel like I shouldn't have to do, and I'm already, I guess, good at it, why should I have to keep going? But it's like, oh nigga, I guess I'll do it. I keep going.
All right, give me five attributes real quick.
Five attributes. I think I'm a loyal person, even if I hadn't seen the people in person in years and stuff like that, I think they can still count on me to still be that person if they need something or if they sick or whatever.
Right.
I think I'm a good uncle. I heard Keisha F say she's a good mother. I think I'm an excellent uncle.
Okay.
Even my nephew.
All right.
Like, I wish we had two daddies. I was like, nah, y'all expensive, nigga. Y'all tripping.
Right. Go ahead. You got three more.
Dang it. I think I have a good sense of humor. I keep it 100 most of the time. So you know that is how that goes. So.
Okay. And
what's another one? Dang, the good stuff hard to pick out. I can't think of another one right now.
Okay.
I tell you what. When my mind is made up, I guess I can make. And I think Keisha said this. I'm able to make real sound decisions.
Okay.
I've always been able to do that. So.
Okay.
And once my mind is made up, it's a wrap.
All right, last but not least, how have you changed in the past 10 years? What's the major change that you've made in yourself as a person in the past 10 years? Or have you made anything? Or have you been the same for the past 10 years?
The past 10 years, I've been able to more so, and I mentioned this last night, I'm able to actually do a self-evaluation, a self-audit of myself, and if I have to change something, I'm more apt to do that now as opposed than I was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Like 10 years ago, I was like, oh, nigga, whatever. I don't care. But, like, now,
right.
Especially because I had a junction when my mom got sick and she was on life support, and I really had to sit and do that then. I had
no
choice.
Right.
So I'm that forced me to be able to do that. So now I can, like, do it on a regular basis and just do a self-audit. Like, okay, nigga, you need to get up and start doing this, and that. And stop playing.
Right.
I guess you can call that maturity, but...
It's all lumped into one. You feel me?
Yeah.
But like I said, you have to get some maturity about yourself in order to even attempt to do it. All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. Let me go on to the next caller, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right. Let me see. Who's next? Oh, yeah, Michigan girl. Michigan girl, what's happening, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show. Up next, I see is Keith. I see Miss McNair. I see Jana. Damn, Game was on the line. I was finna come to him next real quick. I was gonna let him chime in. But he had to go somewhere, I guess. Okay. Michigan Girl, episode 112. Self-evaluation. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, were you on the line when I evaluated myself?
I was, for the most part. I had to deal with the kids for a minute, but I think I heard most of it.
Well, what do you think about my evaluation itself? Do you think I accurately depicted myself from what you know of me?
From what I know of you, yes. I think it was accurate.
Okay. If y'all didn't hear it, y'all going to have to go back to the beginning of the show because I went in on myself.
Yeah,
I said
I
was going to...
I think you was a little... you kept it 100, but yeah, you went in and you just put it all out there. So I think from what I know of you, it was accurate.
Right. If you missed it, you're going to have to go back and listen to the replay because I think I gave a real accurate depiction of the person that I really am, my flaws and everything. You feel what I'm saying? And I did that just to set the tone for the show. So everybody else, if I can say that shit about my damn self, which a lot of you went on the line, but if I can say what I said about myself, you should have no problem unless you got some sinister shit going on. You should have no problem being open and honest. So first, when you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? That's the very first question.
For the most part, I mean, there are some physical attributes that, you know, I don't necessarily like, but, hey, I deal with them.
Okay.
Like, I could stand to go back to the gym a little bit myself, keep it, and, you know, I have a few skin problems, you know, the acne every now and then that I don't particularly care for.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, I like the person, you know. And it took a while to get there because growing up I got the, oh, you look like your no good daddy side of the, you know, all of that type of stuff. So it took a toll on how I felt about myself physically. So it took a while to get to the point where I can actually say, yes, I like myself for the most part physically. Mentally, I was always, you know, pretty much like myself. So.
Okay. So do you think honestly that most people like the real true person in the mirror? Honestly, in general, your friends, your coworkers, wherever, this is everybody outside of family and friends, people you encounter, whoever. Do you think in general people like you as the person that you really are?
Yeah, I think they like me. I think they like me. You know, if they don't have like a preconceived, like some people look at me, especially at work, I guess because of the way I carry myself at work, and they think that I'm bougie or, you know, whatever.
Are you bougie?
No.
Okay.
Hell not. Come on
we'll
now.
Hey, we'll get into that. I just want to ask you, just like what T. Lewis said, people think I'm arrogant. Well, I'm like, nigga, are you? You feel it? You know what I'm saying? I want you to be honest.
That's people, and I honestly think that's just people's perception when they first see me, and I don't know if, like I said, it's usually at work that I get that the most. Like, I've had people tell me, girl, when I first met you, or I first saw you, not met me, when I first saw you, I thought you was bougie, and then I met you, and you was cool as hell. And I was like, well, what made you think I was bougie? They was like, just the way you dress, or the way you, you know, you carry yourself at work. And I was like, because I'm professional. I mean, I don't know if they mistake professionalism for bougie. I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna comment that. What's up, y'all? How y'all live? I'm not gonna do that because it's work. So I say for the most part, yes, when they really, you know, don't let what they see or, you know, cloud their judgment, like appearance, like clothes or whatever.
All right, now, do you think that the person in the mirror, the honest true person in the mirror, is the same person that your family and friends know and see? Do they really know you? Huh?
They may not. Hey, man. They may not know everything, but for the most part, they know most of it. And yeah, that's what they see is pretty much what you get and what you know. And hey, you either love it or you don't.
Okay. All right. So the person in the mirror is, of course, flawed, like we've already established. Everybody else on this show is. What are the top five flaws that you can pop off of me about yourself?
Let's see. Of course, procrastination is one. I can procrastinate about, like, school and some of everything else. I've got better, but I used to really, really hold a grudge. Like, nobody's business. You might forget why I wouldn't speak to you, and I would still be mad. So, I could be selfish and
I think that did come from being an only child for so long, because I was only child for 16 years, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have to share, you know.
Right.
So it just was what it was, but of course I've gotten much better with that. I think because of some things that I experienced in my life, I can be critical or maybe closed-minded about, like, church and church people just because of, you know, the things I dealt with for 4 years when I was married and a part of that lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think that's a fault because you should judge people, you know, each individual person based on, you know, them. But sometimes I kind of lost church people and, you know, churches together based off of past experiences, and that's not good. I'm working on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last one is I can be, like, non-confrontational or kind of laid back about something. You know, some things you just have to confront head on. You just can't let them. And
yeah, like if you get into a fight outside, Dugan's, and somebody about to jump on your gong girl,
hey.
And all of a sudden you end up in a police car.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to do what you had to do.
Right, but I had to do what I had to do, but for the most part, I don't like confrontation, and I try to avoid it. But some things you do have to, you know, tackle.
But why you say that's a flaw? Why is that? Why are you listing that as a flaw? Being non-confrontation is not really a flaw, people. Why are you the second person that said that?
I think it is because for me, I was so non-confrontational. I've gotten better, but I still list that as a flaw because some things have to be confronted, even like. For example, if you're in a, you know, a bad relationship or whatever, there are sometimes things that need to be confronted, and in the past, I just wouldn't confront it. I wouldn't deal with it, just, you know, wait for it to play out because I didn't want to deal with the confrontation. So I list that as a flaw because sometimes you have to confront certain issues or certain things, and I just wouldn't.
Okay.
I
understand that. So give me 5 attributes, and we'll go to the next call.
Oh, Lord. Okay, good thing. I think I'm a good mom, especially considering I had my son at such a young age. I had a lot to learn, and that actually helped me with my selfishness a lot. But I think I'm a good mom, so that's
okay.
I'm trustworthy, so that's a good thing. Let's see. Okay, why is the good stuff hard to pick out? It was easy for me to pop off.
Yeah. What does that say about you? If you can pick out all your bad things and not your good things, what does that mean? I need a psychologist on the phone.
Let's see. Trustworthy, I'm a good mom. I think I am honest, you know. I'm very honest, like, you know, I keep it 100. I'm a good friend, and I need one more, right?
Yeah.
I'm a nice person. Genuinely, I just feel like I'm just really a nice person.
I can attest. I think you're a nice person, too. All right, Allen, Michigan girl.
All right, so, since you asked me if your assessment of yourself was right based on what I know of you, so since you know me a little bit, how do you think my assessment of myself was?
I think, I didn't get that you were bougie or anything like that when I first met you and anything, but even though you didn't really list that as an official flaw, I think for the most part, yeah, you really are the person that you have to be. You feel me? I think that's pretty dead on. You feel me? You got a nice ass, so you left that attribute out. Of course, that would go to my flaw as being a fucking womanizer, Blizzard. Yes, I went in on myself, people. I went in on myself. I named the real, real true problems I have. You should listen to the first part. All right. Thanks, man. I'm going to the next call, all right?
All right.
Next person on the line is, let's see, Veronica, then Key. Veronica, Jana, Key, okay? Miss McNair, what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I gotta move right along. I got 7 people with their hands up, and I got 30 minutes, and I'm gonna get to them all.
You are because I know I'm a slow talker, so I've been writing stuff down while you were talking, so I wouldn't take up so much time.
Okay. First part, do you like the person in the mirror when you see them? Physically, mentally, everything. Do you like that person?
I'm learning to like me. I'm learning.
You're learning.
I can honestly,
you're getting better?
Yeah, I'm learning. Yeah, I'm getting better.
Okay. So you're not there yet, but you're learning. You're getting to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you honestly think most people like the person in the mirror when they meet her?
I think they do. I think I've had that what Michigan girl said too. People that meet me, there's this guy at work, and he said, you know, I would have never thought you were like that. And I'm like what? Because of my sense of humor, or he thought I would be stuck up. I'm like, why? So
I think it's
because
y'all red bone. I think it's because y'all red bone.
What is
it
about
the red
bone?
Huh?
Huh?
I think it's because y'all red bones. I think people automatically think red people are stuck up.
Probably, but I am the least stuck up person in the world.
But I think I think it's because y'all red bones. I'm just saying, when people tell y'all that, just take that in consideration. When you fair skinned, it's that black. Had this episode, how dark people think about fair-skinned people thing,
and I'm just the opposite. I see dark skin, and I'm like, I'm just, wow, you know, I'm not that way. But anyway.
Okay. All right. Now, do you think that the person in the mirror is the same person that your family and friends know and see? Honestly, do they really know the real, true you?
No.
Your family and friends, they don't?
No.
Okay. That's that. Well, you're the first person that flat out said it. Of course, my family know the real me. You know what I'm saying? I don't hide anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an open book because of my music and the show, and just I'm cool with a lot of my family. So, but hey, why I don't really want to get into why not. You said why not. You must have your reasons for that. You know, some people ain't cool with their family like that. There's a lot of reasons why you may have.
I have a great family. I have a wonderful family, but they just really haven't had the opportunity to get to know me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's understandable. If you've been separated and they don't know you, they don't. Okay.
Yeah.
What are five flaws?
What are my five flaws?
Wrong with that woman in the mirror? Yeah. Five
the
flaws.
Top one is I'm a procrastinator. That is just number one. And,
really?
And partly because, like in school, I never had to study, and I always waited to the last minute to do something, and I would always do well on it. So that's part of my procrastination is, I don't have to work very hard at something. Not everything, but, you know,
right.
So. Right. Yeah, I'm a procrastinator. I'm indulgent.
Indulgent of what? Of everything?
It depends. On just good things. Things
whatever
I
you like. Things you
I
like,
indulge
you indulge
people.
In.
Yeah, if I see something that a person likes and I know it, I get it. I just indulge. And I have to learn to not be so indulgent.
Okay. What's another one?
My self-esteem. I'm working on that. I have an issue with my self-esteem.
Okay. Well, you need to work on that one. That one can fix a lot of things in your life, people. If you have a self-esteem problem, that self-esteem problem can fix a whole bunch of other things in your life. You'd be surprised.
And you have to identify it. You have to be able to identify. See, I know the reasons now why I have low self-esteem, so
that's deal with it. Yes, that's a big part of even fixing your self-esteem. You got to understand why. What made you that way? That's a real big part of it. Another one. You got what? One, two more?
Another
two more?
One is
yeah.
I rehearse bad things, like things that have happened to me, people that do things. I rehearse old wounds. It's hard for me to get past some things. I can still deal with a person. I can still love on them, but the minute someone does something to remind me, it's hard for me to heal from stuff like that.
Mm. Okay. You got one more.
One more is I can be critical. I can be critical of myself and others, especially driving. I don't think it's that people drive that bad as that I need to be more on time.
right. Be a little road rage. All right, give me five attributes.
Yeah.
Give me five attributes.
Five attributes. I'm resilient. You know,
good.
I think I bounce back from,
mm-hmm.
you know, the breakups, heartaches, you know,
mm-hmm.
being molested. You know, I bounce back. I'm pretty resilient.
Okay.
I'm an advocate. I'm a people person, humanitarian kind of thing. I love people. I like standing up for people and standing up for what's right. So I think that's
Yeah, I saw you at the C-Tran meeting. You was about to go in on the commissioners.
Yeah, and I don't even ride the bus.
Made the news and all.
Yeah,
give me,
I don't even ride
the bus. Give me another one.
I love hard. I'm just a loving person. I think I'm a kind person. I'm just loving. So I think that's an attribute. And I'm encouraging. I try to encourage people and uplift people and enlighten people. You know, it's just too much. We have a lot beating us up already. You know, I don't need to add to it. So.
Okay. Well, those are all very good attributes and also true things. Since being as though I know you, I haven't seen you in so long, but I know you and I remember we were good friends. We still are good friends. I just haven't really hung out with you in a long time, but I think you depicted yourself pretty good.
Thanks.
I don't know about self esteem.
It actually, you know, it's one of those things where
I remember
people,
you
like,
not
wait,
being
wait.
So proud with your self esteem, but you never. I don't know.
I'm one of those. I'm quirky. I do my own thing. I go against the grain, and a lot of times purposefully. But yeah, I do struggle with my self worth, and that's the result of a lot of things that have happened to me. But
I'm now that I think about it, I can understand.
Yeah.
I think about everything I think about. I can understand that. Yeah.
And before you go, real quick, Michigan girl, I don't know who was telling you that, but that's a lie from the pit of hell. And I just pray that those wounds that you carried from that, people telling you that you look like whoever, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I just want to say God bless her. You know, that's really bad that she had to grow up with that. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's always bad when somebody, it's always bad when people, you know, do that to children. You feel me? Tell me you ain't nothing but a no good such and such like you, whoever.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? All right, thanks,
Lee. Yeah. All right, babe.
All right. I'm going to Jenna real quick. Game.
Yo.
Game.
What
up, homie?
Good.
I was trying to come to your mic earlier when you get, well, I see you had to get off the line or something like that. You feel me? So I'm going back.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to you earlier real quick, but I nodded you back. You feel me? I'm opening up your lines. I'm also opening up my homegirl Jana's line. So I'm moving right along. I got 23 minutes, and I got about six people on the line. Age, I see you. Key, I'm coming to you, too, and he that shall remain nameless. I will get to everybody. Jana, your mic is open now, too, boo, and my homie Game is on the line. The homie Game is also a BTR host, so I will let him give out his information and tell everybody how to check his show out, make it Mondays and Tuesdays.
Air it out.
God damn it. Air myself out. And now, officially, Bedroom Thug Wednesdays. I'll get into what's going on with you and who's hosting with Ruby and all that later. I ain't got time to waste on this show for that shit today. I'll get into all that later. Maybe I'll call in. I don't know. I couldn't call in for the past 2 days. I had stuff to do when I got off the air. But anyway, thanks for calling the show, homie. And Jana, your mic is open, too, and I'm going to let you get your shine. Game, episode 112, we're doing a little bit of self-evaluation, homie. Before we let you give out your information and tell people how to get to your show, and while I got Jana on the line, when you look at yourself in the mirror, homie, do you like the person that you see physically, mentally? You good with him?
Hell yeah. I like myself. I'm good. Looking just like my pops and shit. All
right. So Do you think people in general like the real you? We ain't talking about Game Hunter. We talking about Doc. Do they like that dude? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Do people in general like that guy?
I mean, well, the funny thing is, you know, the Game Hunter is basically Doc. You know, ghetto attitude,
right.
Manipulating environments.
Right.
That's what I've been doing. Like, I'm not like a college student, or I'm not a dude with degrees and different shit like that. So basically all my life I've used my ways of upbringing to get me by and to get and obtain everything that I'll be doing or have. So, you know what I mean? It's like the same person, you know. People like me for the most. There's only two ways you can go with me. Either you love me or you hate me. It ain't no in between.
Okay. Well, now that you mention it, what are five flaws then, Game? What are five flaws that the Game Hunter have? Honestly, the real...
Yeah, I got you, one thing is, like, my flaws is I'm a neat freak. Like, that. Everything got to be, like, put the salt and pepper shakers where they supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When you lay in the bed, make sure the covers look nice and shit. You know what I mean? Like, look like you on a photo shoot when you lay in that motherfucker. Like,
you might have
a little
OCD. That might be a medical condition. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Or, Yeah, I'm just mad pig. I'm like Monk and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. If you like Monk, nigga, you need to see a doctor.
I'm like Monk and shit. And then, you know, one thing about me, I probably like I'm like overbearing and shit. Like, I'm like a motherfucking Gestapo at times and shit. So, you know, that shit be crashing a lot of my parties and relationships and shit. I'll be on some real Gestapo shit. My temper and my tolerance, like, that shit is not to be fucked with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I don't know, probably my mouth, too, because I'm going to let you know. Like, that shit, like, anything I do, you ain't got to worry about what I'm thinking about. I done told your ass already.
Sometimes that could be an attribute, depending on the situation, homie. Depending on the situation. But give me five attributes to the game, Hunter.
Five attributes. I know my way everywhere.
Right.
I'm a good dad.
Right.
I know my way everywhere. I'm a good dad. I stay making people laugh. Even if they're upset, they'll laugh.
Right.
I'm a good worker and a good businessman.
Right, right. All great attributes and all attributes that everybody don't obtain. Real talk. Tell them how to find the Game Hunter show, homie.
We on the Blog Talk under Game Hunter -DVD-music. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 11:30. We got Make It Monday. We got Air It Out Tuesday. We got Bedroom Thug Wednesday, which is the night. You know what I mean? Gonna get a little smooth and sexy and play some R&B and smooth shit. And we're gonna talk. We got two females, Miss Candy and Miss Kelly, that's gonna be on deck tonight. Instead of y'all asking them questions, they're going to ask y'all questions, so make sure y'all call in and enjoy yourself. Call on all sexaholics and freaks and perverts.
I already said that's one of my damn flaws. I'll be there with bells on, nigga. Yeah. Thanks, homie. Stay on the line if you want to, but you can mute your background. It's all good. I'll leave your mic open. Jenna, what's all happening, right,
cool.
Baby?
Hey,
what's happening? Episode 112, Jenna. We're going to jump right into it because I got about 8:15. I got enough time to get to everybody, okay? Real quick, I got enough time, but some of these people will be around for the after party also. I know that. Jenna, what do you think about the woman in the mirror when you see him?
I like most of them, but I'm working on the other half.
Which half don't you like? What's the half that you really don't like?
I don't like that I've let myself get a little unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that, you know, I might have the occasional acne, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I like me. I like my shape. When it comes to me, and just like just everything of all of me, like my skin, my hair, I'm too damn perfectionist when it comes to all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into that. What do you think? Do you think people in general, this is family, friends, coworkers, whoever you may encounter, do you think they like that person in the mirror? Not the person you like. Do they really like the real you in general?
I would say yes, but at times. Whenever anybody meets me, I tend to be shy. I tend to be a little bit passive. I down myself down a little bit. Like I'm pretty protective of myself. I don't just let anybody in my little area. Whatever you want to call it. I'm pretty protective of myself, so I'm a little bit, you know, I have like a little bit of a hard shell.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, depends on, like, again, that's one of them situational things where whether that's bad or good, that's really purely situational. Your family and friends, do they really know the real person in the mirror, honestly and truly? They know the real you?
I would say they know about 90% of me, yeah.
Uh-huh, 10% of it, they don't know.
I'm leaving about 10% out, but yeah, they pretty much know me.
All right. Give me five. Give me five. You named a couple of things already, but give me five flaws in the person in the mirror.
Okay. Strengthening my relationship with God. That's one. Two, I cuss too damn much. Three, I would say
Janet, I don't know about cussing too much. I've heard you cuss not even really that much. I guess. Well, then again, I'm comparing you to some of the other people that be on the show. Maybe that's the problem.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Maybe we cuss right. excessively too much, and you just cuss a little too much. Okay, go ahead.
Three. I would say to get myself, which I'm working on right now. I just got done with a class right now.
Okay.
Four, I don't like that I'm shy. I don't like that it takes me a while to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And five.
You're definitely going to have to come out of that shy shell if you want to be a model, Jenna. Just
I know,
FYI
I know.
From last
I really,
month, from last
I really
night.
Am. I don't know what it is. I don't
you
know
have
what
to come
it
out of
is.
That.
But, like, whenever you first meet me, it's like, I don't know why. I'm trying to shake that off.
Okay.
And build up my confidence a little bit more, yeah.
Okay. So give me five attributes.
At the end of the day, no matter what, I love my shape. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm sincere. I'm kind-hearted. Very caring, very warm, just overall, I really do love hard and I just, that's about it, yeah.
That's it. Okay, we'll take those. You feel me? We'll take those, Jenna. We'll roll with those, all right? Stay on the line. Let me know I'm going to have a bit of an after party, too. I got to, because I got too many people on the damn line. I got to have an after party. All right? All right. Stay on the line. Key.
What's
and
up?
Then I see Chris, and then I see the homie. Oh, I see Shay now. She's back. What's happening, Shay? I'll get to you. What's going on, Key? Episode 112. The woman in the mirror, in your case. Do you, when you look at the woman in the mirror, do you like her? Is she phenomenal? Is that a phenomenal me up in there or what?
I love her.
Yeah?
Love her. Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what's up. That's good. What do you think people generally like that real true person that you're looking at in the mirror when they meet her? Do they like her? This is friends, family, coworkers,
when they,
anybody.
When they first meet her, they don't really know her, but when they get to know her, they like her.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure I say. I guess I say when they get to know you. You feel me? Because sometimes people don't even open up to people when they first meet them and everything. But then some people have a glaring personality when they instantaneously meet them, and that's actually more just having a people personality. But when they get to know you, they really do like you, right?
Yeah. Once they get
okay.
to know
them. Well,
time.
What about your family? Does your family and
no,
friends?
My family don't. My friends do.
Okay.
My friends know me better than my family.
You said that really, really fast. Why? Why is that?
Yeah, because it's true. Like, my family, like, they, when I was growing up, yeah, but now they don't really know me because we're not even really around each other. They don't really take the time to.
Okay. Well, that's the situation.
Yeah,
with
it's that green eye. Yeah, that green eye monster, that jealousy.
Yeah.
Ugly thing.
It is. It can be ugly. It can be ugly at times. Flaws. Give me five flaws about the woman in the mirror when you look at her.
Oh, do I have those?
Now, you're the only motherfucker all night to even act like you don't have one. Why would it have to be
saying,
your
ass? I'm just saying. Okay. I can be impatient. Sometimes I'm like too picky, and sometimes I can be like, overly critical of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. That's three. Oh, this is hard.
What about you got a smart-ass fucking mouth?
Is that a flaw now? Is that a flaw? Okay, maybe to some people that's a flaw. Okay, I'll take that one since I'm struggling.
I just picked that one out of the blue. I don't know where I got it from.
Since I'm struggling, yeah, I do kind of have a mouth on me sometimes. And sometimes I can be a little harsh.
Harsh meaning,
like if somebody asks me something, I just blurt, you know, what comes up comes out, and I could learn to get a little more tactful at times.
Okay, that's good. You need tact. You got to have.
I'm a lot better. I am like 1,000 times better as far as when I've humbled down a whole lot.
Okay.
Over the past 10 years, like you asked.
Right. I'm trying to move along, so I'm omitting about 2 or 3 questions now, trying to get to everybody, because that's one of the questions. If you wanted to answer that, I didn't even ask Jana or Game, like how have you changed in the past 10 years? If you want to answer that one,
thing. I'm way more humble. That's my biggest thing.
You're more humble now.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 5 attributes.
Oh, just 5. I'm funny.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't want to add conceited to that list of other things.
No.
Wouldn't want to do that.
I'm confident. Thank you. I'm intelligent. Okay. I'm knowledgeable. I'm a good parent. That's 5 just right off the top of my head.
That was really quick. You didn't have some people struggled with thinking of.
Oh,
just,
I have like 10. I have way more than that. Yeah, I have way more than
but
that.
But no, not so many flaws though, huh? Not you.
Not so many. Hey, because I started self-evaluating myself at an early age. I've been working on this for a long time.
Okay, well,
I'm very real with myself.
That's good. So a lot of people don't even start. I didn't start self-evaluating myself until I was fucking 30. So, you know what I'm saying?
I was about 19 when I first started and, like, look, and when I find something I need to work on, I work on it and keep it moving.
Yeah, I didn't even start self-evaluating. I didn't start looking at the man in the mirror deep like I'm having this conversation until I was 30 years old. My whole 20s, I was whatever. I was getting it. I was living. I was, you know, I would think about things but never really evaluate myself. And maybe that's why I start with myself.
I'm a firm believer you have to start with yourself before you can even look at anybody else. I always believe in starting with me first.
Right. Well, stay on the line. We got some more people online. I see now I'm going to have to run over to the after party to make sure everybody get a chance to talk. But stand by, all right?
All right.
Let's see. I got the homie Chris on the line. And then I see the homie that Sherry made nameless. And then I see Shay. Oh, I see Ruby down here, too. I got to get to Ruby. Hopefully, I can get to her before she starts Bedroom Thugs Wednesdays. Well, that's going to start another hour or so anyway. I got time. Chris, what's happening, homie?
Yo, what's up, Blizzle?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 112. In your case, the man in the mirror. Do you like that dude?
I'm pretty pleased with him because that room always room for improvement.
All right. Well, I feel like that about myself. I feel like I definitely got room for improvement. I went into myself on the first part of the show, so I named a lot of shit that I need to work on and flaws that I got. And I was hoping a lot of people would be on the line. I probably should have waited and did it in the end of the show when everybody's here. Because I wanted to ask people, do you think that's a true analysis of me? And, you know, so only a couple people were on the line at the time when I did it, but now I got a line full of people. Do you think people generally like that guy in the mirror when they know him, when they meet him?
Yeah, it just depends on the situation of how you got to know me. You know, so if you got to know me on a good day, yeah, you could say, yeah, that's a pretty outstanding dude. You get to know me on a day when I got my anger misplaced or I'm just not feeling you, then you might have a bad opinion of me.
Okay. That's real honesty, though. That's honest. You feel me? Because everybody, and I know for a fact everybody has good and bad days, and, you know, a lot of people wear their feelings on their sleeves, you know what I'm saying, on their shoulders, and nobody said that yet. I don't think I'm really one of them people per se, but nobody said that yet. And I think I find that kind of hard to believe. But maybe that's just not one of their top attractions. You know, maybe they had stuff that they feel like was more. What about your family and friends? Do they really know Chris?
My family? No, not really. Just because they probably still think of a Chris from a whole different era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
generally,
I don't have that many friends, but my true friends really, really know who I am.
Okay. Give me 5 flaws in you.
Hey, I was sitting here listening. They were all taking my stuff. I was like, damn, I guess all those K100 listeners got a lot in common. That's why I'm listening to this shit.
Right.
But my bad aspects, I'm a little selfish sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely Nessie. I hold grudges. I'm spoiled and a little too ambitious. Those would be my bad ones right there. And I smoke way too much. Way too much. Hello?
Oh, my man, Blizzard might have got a Peter Pan. You might as well finish running down until he's back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. He said, a little smoke too much, too ambitious until he get back. He won't get back.
Yeah, man, that's about it. Other than that, you know, sometimes I think I can let a little too much shit slide down my back.
Yeah. Have you changed any of those things? I'm going to ask you some shit. My light-skinned homeboy, Blizzard, will ask you, have you changed any of these things? Or is there still...
Yeah, man, my list was a little while ago, my list would have been a lot longer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm constantly trying to do right by people and just be a lot better person. If you knew me 5-10 years ago, you'd say, Dan, this is a completely different nigga standing in front of you. You know what I'm saying? I went from street hustle to kids' baseball coach.
Okay.
So it's pretty much...
With the ambition thing, like, does that hinder you or does it help you?
Did you say that you were too ambitious? Yeah, when I say too ambitious, you ever heard the saying, a jack of all trades is a master of none?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
You know, so that's where when I say I could be a little too ambitious, because I know how to do a lot of things. So you never get the time to really, when you got your hands in all different kind of things, to just focus on what you really need to be focusing on.
Yeah, that's
true. And that's where I find that being a bad attribute. Just because, you know, in the greed of life and just wanting to have it and wanting to do things and wanting to do this, you can just sometimes be a little over the top with it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Blizzo, man. Shoot.
You might have stepped out for a break or something.
Nah, this blog talk show be doing some crazy shit sometimes. I know how it is. That's why I just try to step in. I can't open nobody lines or anything like that. I wish I could. I want to hear some stuff from Shay and Key. Shout out to the lady with the braces in her mouth. I know that shit looks sexy and shit. I'll come down there and get you some glasses and shit so you can have some braces and some glasses when I fuck with you. Alright, well, she said grown woman with braces. You heard that, right? That's my homegirl.
Yeah,
too.
I heard. Yeah.
Words.
Interesting now.
What are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Okay. Well, you down there with my brother Dink and all of them, huh? Blizzum and the cold Team Striz crew.
Yeah, I live right down the street.
What the fuck, Block Talk?
Nah, see, I told you, yo.
God damn it, man. I'm so glad my fellow VCR host is on here. Shit.
Yo, glad my mic was open. That shit would have been blanked out.
I asked him a couple
light skin questions for you. I asked him a couple things that you would ask.
All right, listen, everybody that's on the line. I gotta make sure I open up everybody's mic. I'm definitely gonna have to have an after party now because I just killed damn near 3 minutes of airtime fooling with this damn modem, and I don't know what the hell just happened. But my whole internet connection and Blog Talk just kicked me off. I don't know what happened, and it took a minute to get back on. Sorry, everybody. That's not my fault though. At the mercy of technology. Thanks, Game Hunter. Good looking out.
Hopefully so.
That could have been a disaster had he not been on the air. A disaster. Now, I need to self-evaluate Blog Talk. I got 90 seconds, everybody. I'm going to have an after party 100% for sure now because I got to make sure I get to the homie that shall remain nameless. I got to get to Shay. I also got to get to Ruby. You feel me? Sorry, everybody who was on the line who might have hung up, who thought something happened to the show. But I'm back. I'm in effect. I got a full signal. I'm good. I'm going to get ready to run this damn outro music, and then I'm going to address everybody else in the after party. Now, for those of you who don't know, we only are scheduled for a live broadcast internet streaming of 2 hours of the show. So in about 30 seconds, in about 40 seconds, I guess, the live internet portion of the show is going to dump out. And the only way you're going to be able to be on the show is to dial 347 334-0966. Once again, if you want to continue to the after party and listen to the rest of the Q&A of episode 112, The Man or Woman in the Mirror, you got to dial 347-934-0966, and you only got a couple of seconds. I'm going to run the outro music for you people listening on the internet like I always do, and after the outro music, we're going to come right back to the after party. Stand by. Whichever one of you fuck. I cuss too much. It's a flaw. Get over it. The homie Chris is on the line. I'm pretty sure he finished up. Chris, did you finish up your point?
Yeah. All he has to do is tell you my good qualities, and I think he got it.
All right. Give me your good qualities, then I'm going to the homie that remained nameless, then I'm going to Shay, and then Ruby. All right. Go ahead, homie.
I'm extremely laid back. In order to find all these bad qualities, I got to be humble.
Right.
I think I'm intelligent. Extremely patient.
Uh-huh.
I'm honest.
That's good. Those are all good qualities, and you popped them off like no problem. And since I know Chris, the self-evaluation that Chris gave himself, I agree. I concur. You feel me? I don't hang with him a lot, but I've met the dude, and I've been around him, and drunk with him, and burned with him, and chilled with him. And you dig? You feel me? He's a real cool, laid-back kind of guy. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, but you do be goddamn back-to-back with them damn Newports. God damn it! But that's a real true self-evaluation of my homie. And I think Key's almost perfect self was a good self-evaluation. She's going to want to mash me for that. I'm getting ready to open up everybody's line in a couple of minutes, all right? I'm going to the homie that should remain nameless. I'm going to give everybody who hadn't had a chance to talk first, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for the rest of the after party, all right? Up first is, stand by, Chris. Up first is the homie that should remain nameless. You feel me? And I'm going to get to my homegirl Ruby also, and then, my homie, and then Osmosis Jones, Shay, Ruby, and then I'm opening up the lines. All right, Os, what's happening, home?
Chilling.
All right, thanks for calling the show, man. Episode 112, you did. Evaluation of self, the man in the mirror in your case. Do you like that dude?
I love that dude.
Love that dude? Okay, that's what's up. Hey, you know what I mean? I said I love that dude in the mirror, too, with all his flaws. You feel what I'm saying? I said I love that guy, too. You feel me? Do you think people in general like that dude when they encounter him and meet him?
You know what, man? It's kind of funny. I don't think they do until they, you know, talk with me and, you know, learn who I am because, shoot, I get it a lot of time. Every time somebody meet me, they seem to think I'm some thug or some contract killer or something, you know. Until they meet me, and then they meet me and they find out I'm humble and I'm pretty much just like them, you know.
Right. I don't know what gives people impressions of that. Maybe the fact that you like look like you're an offensive lineman. I don't know. Maybe it's that. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What about your family and friends? Do they honestly know that guy in the mirror?
They know it now. They know it now that I'm grown.
Uh-huh.
You know, for a while they wanted to keep me in that shell as little old Corey.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm more open with them, you know, so, and, you know, just out front with what I do and how I live my life. And so now they really know who I am, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, give me 5 flaws about the man in the mirror.
Ooh, I had to try to write some of these days. I'm unorganized at times, but I always know where everything is at. I can always put my hand on it, but it just don't be stacked up in place, in rows,
right.
And, you know.
I'm actually like that. I'm actually like that, too. That's one of my flaws. It is one of my top 5. It is one of my flaws, actually. Give me another one.
Somewhere along the line, in my grown life, I done lost my patience.
Okay.
Got to work on that.
All right. Give me another one.
Let's see. One of my flaws I'm working on is I got to tighten up the time I give to God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think more so than I think with me on that area, my intelligent mind has really overtaken my spiritual. You feel me?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was a lot more spiritual. When I grew up and I started to read and absorb more information, my intelligent mind has not made me not believe it's a God, but has made me question a lot of my. It's made me question religion more so than God. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think a lot of times I kind of keep them together. But to know me, I know I believe in God. I actually pray, which most people don't believe. But that, then again, you don't need to know that. It's none of your damn business, really, what I do and my relationship with Him is. You feel me? But in my older years of you know, looking at documentaries and reading stuff about the church and everything, it really has made me. I don't know. I'm still spiritual, but just organized religion, I've become very, very critical of. Super.
I'm disappointed in it. Really,
right.
Myself.
Right. All right. You got one more, and then we go to some of your attributes.
One more. Shit. I'm a real nonchalant person, happy-go-lucky type, and I think I just need to, I guess, be a little more focused sometime. You know.
Mm-hmm. More serious. All right. Okay. That's cool. Now give me some attributes.
Let's see. I'm consistent when I need to. You know, when I need to be and when it counts.
Okay.
See, I'm a great friend, a good listener, unselfish, and I've always been loyal.
Okay. All good attributes. All really good attributes. I'm totally working, struggling with the selfish, self-centered side of me. Been a real struggle. You know what I'm saying? I'm better. You feel me? But if I wasn't selfish and self-centered, my life would be totally different. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a lot of things different about my life. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of my karma comes from me being selfish. Some of my bad karma. You feel me? Because I'm a good person and I'm a good dude. But I think a lot of the bad karma that I bring to myself through selfishness, for the most part.
Right.
I said that at the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
One of my flaws, I think, is that I'm not selfish enough at times. You know?
Right. Well, there's people like that. Like I said, you got me and you got you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And there's a yin and the yang. You know? Some people can be too unselfish to the point where people take advantage of them. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's hard to take advantage of a selfish motherfucker like me. You know what I'm saying? The minute I feel like, you know what I'm saying, this shit ain't benefiting me, I'm like, man, I'm losing interest and focus and all this other shit. You feel me? Real quick. You know what I'm saying? And that's not good, though. That's not good. All right, homie. Stay on the line if you can so I get ready to open up all these mics and lines and stuff and people can engage, all right?
All right, bet.
All right. Two more people and then we opening up the lines. First up is Shay, and then I see my homegirl Ruby. Shay.
What's up?
What's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. First and foremost, you already know what it is, episode 112. We're going to move it right along. The woman in the mirror in your case, what about her? Do you like her? Generally?
I love
her. Real her?
I love what I see.
You love her?
I love her. I love her to death.
Okay, that's what's up. That's good. Always good. What about people? Do they like that person when they meet them, when they encounter her in general?
Well, I've never met a stranger, so I will have to say in general, yes, because that's just one thing about me. I literally have never met a stranger. I mean, somebody I don't know, by the time I meet them, they know me.
Okay. Real people being, a super people person, a super people skill, I guess you could say. Because I know a whole bunch of goddamn strangers. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely are different from that aspect. You know what I'm saying? I don't interact with people like that at all. And, you know, maybe, I don't know if that's a flaw or maybe just an attribute on your end. I don't know. What about your family? What about your family and friends? Do they know the real you, the real person in the mirror now, Shay? The real person. Do they know him? Know her?
Family?
Yeah.
Did you say friends? Yeah, my friends.
Family and
do.
Friends. Yeah, they
yeah.
do.
Yes. I mean, for real. Come on, for real. My sister's my best friend, and I'm the chick who drunk dialed her mom and told her that I was about to give my boyfriend head. So, yeah, they know me. That's I've always been like that.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but since you did. Because I wanted to know, did your mama really know you? Really? Some of you people out there saying your parents know you. I don't know, lady. We'll get into that on the mic when we open up the mic. Yeah, we'll find out. You know what I'm saying? Give me some flaws. Give me five flaws about the woman in the mirror.
Five flaws. Okay, real quick. My first one is I am habitually late for just about everything. That's a really big flaw that I'm, like, working on to this day, and I have always had that flaw. And it's not because I don't think time is important or because where I'm going or people I'm meeting are not important. It is just a damn flaw.
You just procrastinate. They must be tired of procrastinating and waiting until the last minute to get ready then, maybe?
But to get to my second one, I have a bit of OCD, so I'm always trying to perfect everything. There was a time when I had to have my hair just right before I walked out the door. The outfit had to be just right. Everything had to be just so. So, I mean, I'm a lot better with that now. I mean, now I can just, you know, get up and go, per se. But there was a time where, shoot, the handbag had to match the shoes, the nail polish had to match, all that stuff.
Okay.
I'm much better than I used to be.
All right. Give me another one.
Another one. Probably that I am a little bit, I'm probably more forgiving and understanding than I should be. I won't say that I should be, but I'm probably a little bit too forgiving.
Okay.
Not complex. Not too much somebody can say or do that I'm not going to eventually, you know, forgive them for. And I think you really should forgive people, but I think sometimes, I mean, I cut people a little bit too much slack.
Okay. Well, give me one more.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of flaws. I'm just saying, really. Let's see. Focus. I'm not exactly where I want to be in life in general right now. I don't know if that's necessarily a flaw or just, I mean, I'm working on it, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's not really a flaw, though. If you're not in your right career move or whatever, that's not a flaw. That's just, that's not a flaw. That's not a personal flaw. That's just, you know, you got to work, whatever, you haven't reached there yet. But I don't consider that a flaw at all. So, you know what I mean? Not having money is not a flaw. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Count those are not the kind of flaws I'm talking about. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, if you're lazy and that's the reason why you don't have money, then that's a flaw. You feel what I'm saying? But if you just don't have you live in a city where the economy is bad and you don't have a good job, but that's not a flaw, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know, but if you made, you know, if you love too hard and you got three or four kids and you not dropped out of school because you kept having babies and shit, then that's a flaw. You feel me? So, you know, I'm just not saying you. I'm just saying I'm not equating that as a flaw. So you got anything else?
Yes, a flaw. I'm not where I want to be spiritually. I mean, that's a big one. That probably should have been my number one. But, I mean, I don't know who really is. Some people may be, but I'm just not where I really want to be spiritually.
Some people think they are where they are spiritually, and they're really not, and that's a flaw.
I mean, I feel it's better for me to be able to recognize that and to be working on it than for me to be blindly thinking, oh, I just know everything, and I'm just, you know, I'm just the bee's knees, and God just gonna put me first.
Right. So. Okay. So what about some attributes?
Some attributes. I'm a people person. I think I have the gift of gab. I can talk to anybody about anything, anywhere. Not to say that I know everything about everything, but and just generally striking up a conversation and holding some sort of interest or intelligent conversation, I'm pretty good at that. Pretty good at that. That's probably why I've never met a stranger.
Okay.
We can talk about anything. We can talk about something. I find something in everybody that I can relate to or that they can relate to me, and we can strike up a conversation about that.
Well, that is an attribute. What about another? Give me another one.
Let's see. I'm a very understanding person, but like I said, that's probably like, that goes back into my flaws. I think I'm a little bit too understanding and forgiving sometimes. But let's see, a good thing. I'm an attractive person, so physically I like what I see in the mirror that way. You know, I like the skin I'm in. I like, you know.
Me too.
Game says me too.
You know, I'm loving
Game. Okay, go ahead.
No, I like, you know, physically I'm very happy with myself. I haven't always been. There was a time whenever, you know, it wasn't that case, but yeah, I love me. And I think I'm a very confident person. Very confident
okay.
person. It took me a long time to get that way, but I'm a very confident person.
Okay. Those are all good things. Those are all good attributes, all right? Stand by for the open mic, okay?
Gotcha.
One more, and then we're opening up these lines. Ruby, baby, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening? What's going
what's
on?
Happening?
How are you feeling today?
Like shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you feel better.
Me too.
No, I should be praying for you, right?
Huh?
I actually prayed for you the other day.
Huh?
I said I actually prayed for you the other day. You know, people don't believe I pray. I know people from the phone like, you think a lion. See yourself. You don't know me. You don't know me. All right. Let's get to it,
that's
Ruby.
Good. I need all the prayers that I can get.
Right. All right, Ruby. Check it out. Episode 112, self-evaluation. We're talking about, in your case, the woman in the mirror. When you look at the woman in the mirror, honestly, physically, mentally, everything, do you like what you see? Do you like her? Do you love her?
Physically, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
Mentally.
Mentally. It's like so-so.
So-so?
And, I mean, I'm explaining because, I mean, I lost myself a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm trying to find that person because, I mean, it's kind of hard trying to be somebody else that I'm really not.
Okay, and that's actually always a bad thing. You feel me?
Right.
That's always, that's never really good. You know what I'm saying? If you know deep down it's not really you, then until you find the real you, you're never gonna. How could you possibly be happy doing that in that situation? You feel me? And so if you realize long ago, you know that you're not really not living the person that you really want to be, or whatever. Then until you actually come full circle and do that, then yeah, I can understand you not being able to say that you really are 100% happy with that person in the mirror. But that person in the mirror is here, is Ruby. She's on the line. So what do you
right.
think about what do you think people think about when they meet that person? Do they like that person in general?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a people person, and they like me. But and I mean that's a good thing. But I think it's just the outside and the way that I persuade it because, I mean, I'm a nice person. And, hell, I mean, if I see you on the street, I'm going to speak to you. If you don't speak to me, then, I mean, kick rocks.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they just truly knew me, like the inside of me, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Well, what about your family and friends? Do they really know the real you? Your family and friends, do they know the real you? The real person in the mirror, not the one they think they know. Do they know the real you?
Yeah, I have a couple best friends. Yeah, they know me. They because we grew up together, so they know me. And of course, my mom, she knows me.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I think with everything you teach your family too, they should know you and love you just for who you are.
You're
taking them through hell. And I don't even know that. I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? I only know what you're talking about. They must really love you.
Yeah, right? I took them through hell, but they still love me.
Right. So but they do know the real you, right?
Yeah.
Give me five flaws about you.
Five flaws?
Mm-hmm.
God. I don't know. I'm impatient.
Okay.
I'm impatient at times. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? I just have, like, sometimes I just don't have, you know, I have that I don't give a fuck attitude.
Uh-huh.
I need to work on that. My mom told me about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's not a good attitude to have, you feel me? And I have that attitude sometimes, so that's another one of mine. It didn't make my top five. I only named my five ones, you know, five of them, but I got plenty more. But that's one I can get that way. And it's never really good to be that way. Because sometimes that not give a fuck attitude can fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You gotta watch it. You gotta be careful with it. What about give me something else?
Let me see. What else? I can forgive you, but I mean that whole eye for an eye thing I have to work on. Cause I still believe in that an eye for an eye.
No, you'll be wanting you revenge. You're vengeful. You're a vengeful person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's fucking with, callate, baby. Like, if it's fucking with, like, one of mine, then, yeah, I'm very, very revengeful.
Okay. That's understandable if it's messing with the kids or something like that. But, you know,
yeah.
If it's not really physically, you're too tough, and you got to learn to let stuff go. Give me one more, and then we'll go to your attributes.
One more?
Uh-huh.
That impatient, didn't I? my nerves.
Your nerves?
Like shot. Yeah. My nerves are like shot.
Okay. All right. So give me some attributes and we'll go ahead and open up the lines. I'll let you use your background.
Some attributes, some good things about me.
Uh-huh.
I'm caring.
Okay.
I'll give a person my last. You know, if they ask me for it, I'll give it to them.
Okay.
You know, let's see. I always try to... You know, keep my word. Word is, you know, your word is your bond. I always try to, even if I'm late, even if I'm late, I'm still going to be there.
Right.
I'm just, I mean, I'm a loving person.
Okay.
I mean, I'm easy to talk to.
All right. I agree that you're easy to talk to. You can't be a BTR host if you're not easy to talk to.
Right.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be talking tonight. You're going to be talking late on the night on Bedroom Thug Wednesdays, right?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna be there, and I took my nap when I got home, so I'm up, game. I heard you on here, so I'm up and I'm ready, and I'm horny, so it's all good.
Well, oh, I know.
So
you're
it's
always
all
horny.
Good.
Okay,
I'm ready for any. I'm ready for anything and everything.
To my fatal womanizing flaw. That the fact that you're always horny, I look at that as an attribute.
Yeah. Yes, even going through the shit that I'm going through, I think it even makes it worse because I do need some. And I'm not afraid to go in the bathroom.
All righty then. And that, with that being said, I'm going to open up the lines. You know what I'm saying? Please, everybody, I'm getting ready to open up all mics. If you got a lot of background noise going on, you ride in the car with the windows down, blase squad, you know the drill. All right, I got about 12 people on the line still.
Right, baby, yeah.
You mute your background, all right?
I got a question, Blizzum, for Shay,
right.
Man. It's kind of funny, man, but I have seen a picture. Yeah,
Shay's
seen a picture.
Up. Hold on. Shay's mic is up. Hold on. I'm opening everybody's mic up, but then I'm going to let you ask her. Keisha L., Veronica, the homie, Key, Jana, Michigan girl, T. Lewis, everybody's mic is open. Go ahead, Gabe. Ask Shay what you might. Just don't understand. We all listening.
Yeah, like I remember back in the day. I remember my pop. I used to always fuck with my pop. I used to be like, damn, yo. I'm like, yo. Everybody be like, we look alike. I look like you and shit like that. And he used to always say, yeah, if you feed a nigga long enough, he'll start to look like you anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I used to laugh. So I seen a picture that you put up with you and the dog. How long you had that dog?
Oh, snap.
They do say pets look like their owners.
Yo, because the shit was funny because you took the picture and the dog, like, he tilted his shit. Like, he looked like he made his body try to look like your shit on the pose and shit. And then I looked, you had the little outfit on the motherfucking Dallas. I said, yo, I bet you she go out. Them motherfuckers be laid out together. Probably got some sunglasses and shit for the dog, too. I said, yo, that shit was decent shit. Like, she got a dog, like, the same skin tone and everything.
Shay treats the dog like it's a person. Shay treats the dog like it's a person, people. I know, Shay. Shay treats that dog like a person.
Man, I mean, if the dog is in a car, do a nigga got to sit in the back or what?
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, mama. Having a kid. So, I mean, to me, that's like my baby right now. You know, when I have children, things will change, you know. But for right now, I'm a single woman. I don't have any kids, and it's just me and her. So, you know, yeah.
The man at the Chinese store is offering me some bread and shit. He said he's going to make a lot of Jello Toast chicken out of that.
Stay away from
me. Oh, no. Watch out. Oh, my goodness.
Why? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So New York is home of the dog nappers out here. This shit is big business out here.
Say, when your dog dies, you gonna give him a funeral or you just gonna bury him in the backyard?
Yep, she gonna give him a funeral.
Oh, hey.
At least sell him to the Chinese store.
That dog cremated.
At
least sell them to the Chinese store.
I want to be cremated, too.
Don't depress us, Ruth. Don't fucking depress us here.
Ain't nobody been depressed. I do. I want to be cremated, and I want my ashes spread out on Blue Zim's house and on Game Hunter's
house.
Oh, my God.
No way. I'll put you on the fireplace in a cup or something, but you can't be on my couch. I got light sand, baby.
Yeah,
light sand.
I got your ashes. I'm going to put you in a Dutch. I'm going to smoke your ass.
Hey, you know what? That might be better.
People do that all the time. People do that all the time. They say the embalming fluid gets them fucked up, so they die. One of their homies died there in gangland. These niggas roll these niggas' ashes up in the goddamn blunt and smoke that shit. Honestly.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
hey,
right.
Yeah. That's how, yeah, gang. Smoke me. Smoke me.
Oh,
I'll give you all of them. I'll give you all of them.
All right, everybody. So the mic is open. Anybody got anything they want to add about episode 112 or anything? It's a free for all anyway. But if you got anything that you want to add about that, that I didn't get a chance to ask you, speak up now. What's going on? Everybody's
yeah, I heard you tell me
she
was her.
Got some shit going on. Quiet. Who's background is that?
Not mine.
Okay. Thank you.
Look, I heard you with your smart ass key with her almost perfect self, and no, I'm not
yeah,
gonna mad at you for that.
Yeah, Nick, I get it.
No, I'm not mad at you for that though, because it's true. You're right. Whatever.
That's good money. That's a lot of money in that shit, boy. She like the big school buses. You like the big 10/650.
Fuck off.
I got you.
Went over my head. I heard like some attributes and flaws. And people that, you know, I didn't mention. I mean, when you have to mention five, it's like, okay, you know, pick out five. I think I'm a good mother. I try to be a good mother. Okay, let me scratch that. I don't think I'm as a good mother as I am. I think I do a great job, but I'm hard on myself. I think I'm too hard on myself.
I think we all are.
Yeah, I think as parents, as mothers, we especially are. It's like, man, I could be doing more. I could be doing something different. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing enough. And even today, this lady was taking her daughter to dance class. And my daughter has awesome rhythm. I mean, she's just the most wonderful person I know. She's got natural rhythm. She's witty. She can sing. She loves to draw. And there's so many things she likes to do. And I'm like, I need to get her into something, but I feel bad because, you know, she's not in a dance class or she's not doing this. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm like that about myself with my kids, and I'm just like, you know, you can want for those things and wish, and you know, you just got to do your. When it comes to being a parent, I just fucking like I know that I'm not perfect. I'm nowhere near perfect, but I swear I'm doing the best that I can. You feel what I'm saying? And I think as long as you're at least giving the fucking effort, as long as you're not out here. Just like, fuck it, I don't give a damn about my kid. Like, you really don't give a fuck. Like, as long as you're doing what you can, you're not going to be able, it may be financially, you may not have, you may have to work, you can't do all that and then work and maintain and provide the basic necessities at the same time. But even if it's in your heart that you would like to do it, you're still a better parent than most. You got to understand.
That's true. You're right about that.
That's why I haven't had no kids yet, because I want to be able to be hands-on with that and give them a lot of that stuff. Without having to, you know, work 12 hours, 12 or double shifts, and, you know, I want to be able to take them and, you know, be hands-on with that football practice or, you know, taking the dance practice, be able to give them all I can. But that's why I ain't just, you know, started popping out no kids yet. I ain't going to wait too long.
That's
yet.
That's
I want to get that money.
Hey, you have
hey,
two parents.
I got
that's
one over here
parents
right
parents
now
help.
You can have.
So, well,
I gotta get mine. I got one over here. He's two. You can have him.
Oh, dang.
But you know what? I learned just a couple weeks ago. The testing of a good parent is how well your children act when you are not around. If your kids are well, they may be the craziest little kids at the house, but if they're well behaved and it's not there, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's the problem with mine. He's good when we're out in public, but then when he comes home, he's just a hell raiser.
Right.
Future background, somebody.
Mine is a talker. We're working on her talking in school, but she gets it from her mom. Maybe bored.
Right.
She's just like me. I mean, if I wasn't challenged in school,
it was boring to me. And
that could be it.
But I can talk about anything, just like Shay, and everything with anybody. We can talk about farting, or we can talk about world news. I don't care. I can talk. So. And being
that's
an only child, I think that's what makes it a little hard on her too, because she's an only child and she
that's
doesn't have a lot
harder.
Of.
I think that made. I think it was Mission Girl. I mean, she said me. She was a only child for 16 years. That's big, nigga. You was the only child. Period. At 16.
Period.
That's it. But I made it all the way up until
16 years.
Yeah, and I made it all the way up to the age of 11 before I had a brother or sister. And for me, I remember it was a big adjustment. You know what I'm saying? Not being able to get all the attention and get all the gifts at Christmas and all that. I don't think that's I don't want to use that as an excuse as to why I'm selfish now. But I think that has a lot to do with it because I struggled with sharing and stuff like that when I first had, and even when I had little brothers and stuff, it was like they were little babies. I still had my own. I always had my own room because I was so much older and shit like that. You feel me? You know, I still was kind of like my own in my own world, you know, for the most part, even when my mom got remarried and shit like that. You feel me? When I was young, I still kind of had my own little world because I was way, way older than them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
I think
you know.
When you get older and you have siblings later in life, or even just siblings, period, that you can be selfish. I'm selfish to an extent. I'm selfish about my emotions and my emotional needs. But physical stuff, it doesn't mean a hill of beans to me. And I had to share if I wanted someone to play with. So I had to learn to share. And, you know, so I don't have a problem with that. I'm not selfish in that area.
Yeah, I didn't have to share. I mean, like I said, by the time my little brother came along, I was almost grown. So it was like, I don't have to share. I got to do what? You ain't doing that.
Shit, I didn't have to share, period. I was the only girl out of 5 boys, out of 10 boys.
Oh, wow. That's wow.
So that's why you spoiled. That's why you went your way, Ruby?
Yes.
That's why you sound like that little princess. You sound like a princess. I could you not.
Ruby, what the hell are you doing? Are you doing right by the
Ruby?
Ruby.
Huh?
What the hell are you doing? I can hear all that background music.
I just walked in here to get my baby out of. He's off in the media room, and I came in here trying to chase him out of here. Sorry.
All right.
Let's go to Ruby's house. She got a media room.
I mean, right? A media room.
She's walking around the estate.
I have a TV.
Hey, it's not funny, okay? It's my mom. It's my mom.
Anybody? I didn't ask a lot of you guys how much have you really, what has really changed about you in the past 10 years? That was one question I really wanted to ask, but I was kind of pressed for time. If I didn't ask you that and you want to answer it now, feel free to.
I answer it.
Go ahead.
For the past 10 years, I think self-aware and accepting of myself as I am, and that has boosted my confidence level.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I've matured in the last 10 years, and I have become more self-accepting. Like I said, when I was younger, I dealt with some things that caused me to not like myself. So in the last 10 years, I've started liking myself a whole lot more, and I've matured a lot. So.
All right. Anybody else?
I think for me, my temper isn't as hot. I used to be. I could be laughing one minute, and I could
yeah,
cut your throat the next minute.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, so, yeah, Veronica, yeah, you had a really bad temper.
You had a taste of my temper.
Yeah, you had a really bad temper.
So you know.
I hope you fixed that because you did have a bad temper. I was wondering if you were going to name that because since I know y'all, like, you know, you had a really bad temper for a female. I was like,
right,
really?
Right, and for, you know, and see, that's me now. I used to have a bad temper, and I mellowed out a lot. I've learned to keep my mouth closed a lot when, you know, that some things you don't have to answer, but I still will cut somebody's throat. You have to really just push me to, you know, to that point. But, yeah.
Me too.
I'm
not mad at that, for real.
I wouldn't cut him. I would shoot him.
Either one will do, as long as they shut up.
What the hell is wrong with you women? Do you hear these fellas?
If you're not listening, we got to do something to make you listen.
You know what? One of the things you said, you were spiritual, and you know the Bible says, hell has no fury like a scorned woman. So if the Bible tells you the don't piss one off, then they got to tell you, wait a minute.
Come on now.
A scorned woman. He said, you rather go to hell. So I don't know. I just don't mess with one.
Well,
especially not the bulls, man.
Well, since we're quoting Bible stuff, and you know what I'm saying, I just want to want y'all guys to remember that when next time your husband or somebody fucks another chick, you know, all those goddamn Bible heroes had more than one wife. I'm just saying.
I mean,
you're going to go back to the Bible, and you're going to use that as an excuse to say you a kind of motherfucker.
That's a figure of speech because I've had many reasons to cut many people, and they're still alive. Number one, because God gave me good sense to stay out of prison. You know.
Okay.
I used to go to girls' houses in school and just bust kick in their door.
Not you, Ruby. Well, you had 10 brothers. What, 9 brothers?
Are y'all really fooled by Ruby's voice? I think some of you motherfuckers are fooled Ruby's voice. I passed that a long time ago. I realized that Ruby, that voice doesn't match the real person that you are.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
I understand that. I've seen it already. I already know that it is.
I mean, listen, we didn't talk, so I mean, it really doesn't. But I'm trying. You know, hey, I gotta do right.
Just be yourself. Don't try. However you are, be yourself.
gotta be right.
Ruby needs to fix something.
Yeah, I do. I need to fix a lot of things, and I need to find my spirit. And I mean, I do.
Yeah, stay in your media room. How about that?
No, that wouldn't do nothing for me. We just sit down and watch Scarface.
Let me ask. You know what? Since I got my K100 people on the line, I really want to ask you this because this is basically everybody here is pretty much K100 fam.
Is somebody blowing their nose in the phone?
I know.
Really?
Doing that?
For real?
No, she got OCD, people. You know she got OCD.
It's probably a light-skinned person because they think they can do what they want to.
That is so
I
want to
hear that tonight.
Oh, man.
You know the motherfucker I really had to unload on tonight, Keith. I'm
the darkest person on the phone, so you won't shoot.
Hold on. I'm the next.
Wait. Listen, everybody.
Yeah.
Since we all K100 family and this is all fam on the line, you know, I can make it more personal. Is there a character flaw that somebody said tonight that you didn't expect, knowing, you know, just being talking to them on K100 and listening to the radio show and stuff like that, even if you never met them, is there something that someone said tonight that you was like, wow, really, I never would have thought?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we don't talk enough about each other, but we know each other a little bit, probably more so than some people outside of the group know us.
Right. I think what I heard wasn't that I was surprised that a lot of their attributes were similar to mine, because I even wanted to ask Michigan Girl, like, you know, what her sign was, or Shay, because I find that I have a kind of the same attributes as a lot of the people, so it's like, you know. Maybe that's just, you know, being around good people, because, I mean, you don't have a lot of people that actually hit the number one, and I think because a lot of people are afraid to, they just don't have that confidence, or they just, I'm true to a fault. I'm an open book. I will tell anybody anything. That's one of my attributes, is that I'm not ashamed of where I've come from. I'm not ashamed of the things that have happened to me.
It's funny because some people consider that as a fault, because, like, even when I was mentoring, you know, and I would talk to kids about things that happened in my childhood and, like, abuse and those type of things, some people would say, well, why would you talk about that? That's not something that you – but I was like, if it's going to help somebody else, like, I didn't turn out so bad.
No,
so,
and you're right.
You never know
what
somebody else might be going through. So some people would consider it a fault, but it really is an attribute when you're an open book. And it makes people, they're more drawn to you because
she's real.
People are real.
I've had people, even in the store, well, this one lady was like, well, the Lord told me to talk to you.
and I stand there and they have my attention, and it's because I've been through so much that, and that's one of the things that that's different about me too, is that I've been in and out of a church, quote unquote, service since I've been born again. But I've learned a lot. I learn when I'm away, and God shows me a lot of things. So one of the things I've always have been is a people person. I adore people. I love just making people well and being good to people. That's just how I am. If I can help you in any way, be it money, be it, you know, a shoulder to cry on or encouraging you to be a better person, that's just what I do. You know, so one of my flaws is that I have not gone back to school, which I plan to go back to school to study psychology, because I really want to get into that. You know, that's my hobby. So
I think the one central thing, and I'm actually getting ready to log off. I think the one thing that I noticed that everybody that's really in the K100 group, you feel what I'm saying, that's really in the private group, did you notice that everybody that one attribute that they gave themselves was that they're people talk to them, or they can talk to people, or they're a people person? I don't know if everybody noticed that, but I noticed that was one attribute or something similar to that they all, it may not have been that way, they worded it that way specifically, but pretty much everybody that's in the K100 group and everybody that normally hits the number one and actually interacts with the show, you have to, in fact, be a people person in a way to even be able to engage in these conversations and to talk to like that. And I think that's an attribute.
I'll tell you, that's showing up the truth, because I show him my stuff quoted all at work. People come up to me, you had said. So I'm like, man, you don't have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I do have something to say. I will not be able to go on the cruise.
Oh, you're not going to be able to go?
No, I discussed it, and I won't be able to go.
We talked about this, Ruby.
I can't go.
For medical purposes?
Yes. For everybody that don't know, to my family, I have breast cancer. It has come back, so I'm doing the whole chemo thing. But, you know, it's all good. It's a party. You know, ain't no reason to be, you know, sad or anything about it. But I'm just pissed off because I won't be able to go on the cruise and share a room with Blizzum.
Well, I say the devil is a liar, so, you know, and we're going to think positive and speak life into you, you know, and you're gonna beat the thing, so.
But
I
somebody
that.
Told me there'll be two nurses on the cruise, so
yes,
I'm gonna have to talk to my doctor here probably, say, what kind of nurse? Your nurse or my nurse?
The naughty kind. No, just kidding.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I might. That might make me feel better.
Well, that's gonna make me feel better.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, Ruby, you gotta watch out what type of nurses you're talking about, cause yeah.
Don't be hey now.
Yeah. And then she even said that I told her I was just like, yeah, my hair, you know, my hair never fell out, you know, during chemo, and I'm just rubbing my hair, and it's just like, I just want to ball because it's just like falling out. But then they were just like, somebody said, but that's all right, we all wear wigs.
People who have hair wear wigs these days.
Yeah.
I've never.
I don't understand it either.
You try Indian in your family, you'll be all right. Just let it go on back.
Yeah, I mean, hell, that's all right, because I'm going to just have to go out and buy me a LASIK wig that I saw. It was like $450. And
go.
It can be my natural, because it's natural wavy, and I can just straighten it.
You won't nobody even know.
I'll help you put it on. We got
to. Yeah, as long as nobody pulls it off.
Oh. Thank you.
No fight.
Oh, man. Well, everybody, I'm getting ready to log off. Thanks again, once again, of course, for hanging around for the after party and everything. Ruby, baby, I hope you're feeling better. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try and check in with the Game Hunter show tonight and talk some zany talk, hopefully, for a little bit, if I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll be over there.
Y'all have to talk dirty to me. Yeah, fuck that other bitch that's on there. Oh, fat ass bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah, she fucked up the show last night. I'm mad at her.
Ellie.
How you know she was fat?
Because I seen the picture of her.
Oh, okay.
Oopsie.
Yeah, I seen the picture of it, and I was upset because I was supposed to have been there, but, you know, I fainted and everything, and so they had to rush me to the hospital, so I wasn't able to make it. But then I listened to it, and the game told me about it. She didn't know what she was doing. Okay, come on, I'm a lesbian, but I still know what to say about a dick.
Maybe she had bad experience with it or something.
No, she's bisexual.
Oh,
and then, yeah,
obviously
so the
she's
girl
had a bad experience because she's still dibbling dabbling.
Hey, it's whatever. But yeah, y'all come in and y'all can ask me whatever y'all want to ask me. I'm down to answer anything. I'm all drugged up too, so you never know. The truth probably will come out.
Oh my god. I'm not. I'm signing off after that. Sorry,
right,
everybody.
I'll
thanks
see
for
y'all
hanging
there.
Around. Thanks for hanging around. Later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.